All right, welcome to another episode of the NARcast, episode 164, and I'm glad you're with us. Today I have a very special guest, switching it up a little bit instead of playing music and talking about the music scene. Today, I'm going to talk about Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about some relationships. We're going to talk about some blogging, about our life, and all that good stuff. So I want to welcome my friend here at UT San Diego. She's an editor. She's also a blogger. She likes to write. She's very creative. And I've also done some work with her, too, in the past. And I'd like to welcome Laura Hockley.
I'm also very funny. You forgot that I'm very funny.
Well, you haven't made me laugh yet. So, I mean, if you could tell me a joke or maybe I'll chuckle or something. That's a genuine laugh, then maybe I'll throw that in at the very end.
I have jokes, but that's a cop-out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. I don't want to do that. I'm so honored, though, to be on the NARcast.
Well,
we've been friends for 2 years.
Yeah, almost 2 years, yeah. Because I think you started right around, I want to say like maybe November of...
Yeah, so you didn't have me on until episode 164.
Right, and at that time, I was doing the podcast. I think when you first started here... I was probably like around 100.
Yeah, you were making us
episode
all call you NARcast.
That's right. See, exactly.
It worked.
Yeah, I branded myself. Yeah. Everybody here in the office will come around and call me like the NARcast. Hey, what up, NARcast? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I'm branding myself through UT and Discover SD too. So, it's pretty awesome to be able to utilize your work environment for your own personal brand.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's really, really cool.
Well, and having a work environment that helps with that, too. Because you inspired me to start a podcast that never saw the light of day.
Right.
But I do have 6 episodes in the can that I...
And you don't even want to, like, show the world how amazing you are at podcasting.
We had a good premise, too. Mm-hmm. We had a good premise, but maybe we'll see.
Yeah,
it's the lost cast.
I think you can bring it back because I think originally you wanted to do a podcast. So now instead of doing the podcast, which is why I have you on the show today, you are gonna put the podcast on hold, and now you're gonna do your whole blogging thing.
Yeah, I just started my blog.
Yeah, which is unique because I told you
I'm 5 years late.
5 years late, but it's cool. Cause how long have you been here in San Diego?
2.5 years.
Yeah, but your blog starts 2.5 years ago, right? That's where your very first entry takes place was when you first moved out here, kind of, right? And I don't want to, like, you know, give it away
my whole concept was sharing stories because I love writing and that's what I do. And I realized that people didn't even know that about me.
Right.
I just didn't share things because everybody who's creative has some weird mental block at some point. And mine was just showing other people my work. So, you know, and my fiance is super supportive about me writing and everything, but I wouldn't share it. So I'm like, you know what? Just fuck it. I can say that, right?
Yeah, you can cuss. Cool. You can totally cuss.
Just fuck it. Yeah.
Yeah, because our sponsors don't mind. Because today our sponsor is Hefeweizen's. That's the style beer that we're drinking.
Joseph Brau. It's a Bavarian style.
Yeah, $5.99 for a 6-pack over at, we won't tell you exactly where we're recording today, but normally I record my podcast in the comfort of the NARcast studios. But today,
I don't think they'll figure it out.
But today we decided to switch it up a little bit, and now the NARcast is mobile. So it's awesome. And again, we want to thank our sponsors here. It's Joseph Brau. Is that right? Joseph Brau?
Brau. Well, no, it's not an umla. I don't know. Let's say Brau.
Okay. Joseph Brau. And we're sipping on some Hefeweizen. And let's go ahead and do a cheers real quick. Bam.
Thanks.
And so anyway, go back to your story. So you left off.
I wasn't sharing my work. So I thought, why not force myself to share my work and write a blog? So I'm just kind of practicing telling stories. I guess the whole concept. I was looking at Facebook. And it was just sickening because it's everybody's like just
positive
perfect
moments.
Image of themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, you're not that skinny, you bitch. Or, you know, oh, you're not happy in your relationship. Maybe.
Yeah,
see, there you go.
Okay.
And we're at 4 minutes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, 4 minutes
All
in
right.
already,
All
man.
Right.
You good.
I don't know. It just it pissed me off, which I don't know. Maybe that's just really negative of me. But, you know, and I do the same thing. We all want to share the best aspects of ourselves. So I figured I'd share the worst.
Right.
So that's my blog is just horrible stories about me and the horrible things I do.
Now, what's the reaction right now? Because I know it's still young. It's still in the earlier stages.
Yeah.
But you've getting great feedback from people when you posted it on Facebook. So how is the reaction towards the negative side?
It's been mixed. My friends seem to like it. My family, not so much. But, you know, my first entry was called, like, I don't know, that time I roofied myself. So I can see why my parents weren't too thrilled.
But that's what you want, though. You want that mixture
of I need that shock reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
Was another thing, too. You know, you can't feel creatively filled trying to make other people happy. You have to write what you want to.
Exactly.
You have to do what you want to.
Right.
So I did.
And so what's the name of the blog?
Seriously Lara.
Okay.
You know, I get that a lot. Seriously, Lara, when people are mad at me. So, tumblr.com. Seriously, Lara.
That's cool. And now, is one of your entries, because I know you want to focus on the bad side. Now, you know, off behind the scenes, we were talking earlier, you got recognized for Best Employee of the Month. Congratulations.
Oh, shut up.
That's not the bad part, but I'm just saying, when we were at work earlier today.
Yeah, I got Employee of the Month.
You got Employee of the Month. And that's a positive side. In the month of February, you are in a weight challenge that you're going to severely lose to.
Mm-hmm.
So is Brian. Brian Holt as well.
Brian Holt's mostly just going to lose.
Now, this is going to be a very, very harsh moment in your life here in 2015, being that it's only February. Now, is this going to be a blog entry too? You losing this weight challenge that we got set for us three or four?
You're pretty cocky considering you lost to me last year.
I
just want to say I'm the 2014 weight loss champion.
You are. You are. No one will ever know about that because you're never going to write a blog about it, because that's a positive element.
I do sign all my emails.
However, yeah, you do. You sign it as the winner 2014. Because it was a bad time. I think it was like the situation that was last year was, you know, I was working. No one really was into it.
We were all working.
No, you know, my schedule is out of
the
chain.
Yeah, yours is so much worse.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But at the same time, like, everybody that, it was the whole, like, muscle, we're going to do the muscle mass
thing.
Yeah,
we overcomplicated it.
So, and that's why you won, because everybody was over
Not why I won. I won because I lost 20 pounds.
I'm being honest with you. Yeah, congratulations, by the way. That's a huge success. Like, 20 pounds in, 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's very, very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Tim Ferriss, low-carb diet. Mm-hmm. Highly recommended.
Okay. I would recommend a ramen noodle diet and just, like, drink a lot of water. So it kind of like balances itself off.
Because
you got all that sodium, then you got to kind of hydrate yourself from all that salt. But in a way, so this year, I'm thinking you can write a blog entry on how depressed and like how stressed you were during this whole situation of the weight challenge. I'm just saying that could be an awesome March 3rd. Because, you know, cause you're going to probably cry a little bit the last 2 weeks of February on into March. And then in March, first week, of course, you got to give up your $20 because there's like, $100 in the pot right now?
Yep.
And then from there, that'd be like maybe your fourth or fifth entry.
How much did I win last year? I forgot. I think
110.
I think it was 160.
Damn.
Yeah, it was 160.
Okay. Yeah. Damn. All right.
I'm just saying
that could be another idea for a blog. I'm just trying to help you promote.
Thanks.
You know, you're welcome.
Much appreciated.
You're welcome. Now, so when it comes to writing the blog, like what are you doing? So are you like looking in like your journals, or are you saying this would work? Like, what would be your second or third entry, you think?
I don't know. I started making a list, and then once I would Once I picked a topic or just some crazy story I had, it wouldn't work. I kind of got writer's block. And so if you think of one, you think of one and you start writing, and that works. So I've kind of learned recently, too, now that I have started writing again, and mostly I want to write for TV, so I'll do a lot of that. And I started looking at structure. And if you just stare at a blank page, nothing's ever gonna just appear on it. You have to start with something you want to write about. Otherwise, I don't know. I'm not a good expert on writing, though. I write like shit. I hate writing, but I love the feeling of having written something.
But what's awesome, though, is you're doing your research on how to become a better writer, because you're creative.
Yeah.
So you have the mindset of what you visually see and what you want to write about. And I think you were telling me, maybe a couple of months ago, you showed me this whole like
the story
process.
Circles. Yeah.
So
I got really into Dan Harmon, the creator of Community, does these story circles where you... Yeah, look it up. It's really interesting. Just if you can't think of something, you just move on. You know where it's going to go, and you'll come back and figure out your middle.
Right.
I don't know. So I'm really trying to focus on structure and how to do it over correctly, which I got that idea from my fiance. He's been a musician his whole life. And,
yeah, played in some awesome bands, too. I know him from...
Yeah.
I can't even think of the band name.
Ghost
right
Car
now.
No,
it
my
was,
favorite.
What was the band with the horns in it?
Oh, like, he did stuff with Style Tones.
Yeah. I saw them at like a street fest or something.
Yeah, that
like
was good.
Like 2 years ago, Night and Day Street Fest, actually, or something cool like that. So so that's really cool.
Yeah, and, but he's going back to college now because he's, you know, he's been a musician forever, but he just said, I want to start it. I want to learn correctly. I want to start from the ground up. So that's what he's doing, and it kind of inspired me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Now, who inspired you to create that awesome graphic you have right now? I just, the graphic's awesome. The graphic
is awesome. I figured you're my blackest, so you're a friend. So you obviously are the coolest.
Wow, yes.
So
you're the first person to actually say I'm the blackest friend they ever had, because most of the time they're like, dude, you're the whitest black friend I ever had.
Because you're from the south.
I'm from the south.
I'm from Arizona.
Exactly. So I don't get it. Like, it's just so weird to hear that. But anyway, go ahead.
I forgot what I was talking about.
Oh, you're just giving me credit about
you're great. You're great. Yeah,
and I read the blog entry. It's awesome, and I hope everybody check it out. It's LaraSeriously.tumblr.com, and you can also follow her on Twitter, Lara Hook.
Lara Hawk.
Hawk.
Yeah, I changed the spelling of my last name a little bit. LaraHock. And I'm say funny things there too.
You know, I'm gonna be honest here. Like, your writing is just, you know.
Yeah,
off the wall.
I had to write down I didn't know my blog or my Twitter handle, so I had to write it down.
And I like how you kind of wrote.
I had
name.
To write my last
yeah,
name.
Yeah, because I was struggling earlier behind the scenes when we were driving up to Trader Joe's, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna just call you Lara because that's really hard to say your name. And in the car, I'm like sitting here trying to figure it out, and you pronouncing it like 80 times, and I'm like, dude, I'm
you
not
just
gonna
couldn't
be able
get,
to
it.
Get it. And so then when we got here at work, you were like, here, just say it like this. And I was like, oh, Hawk Yu Lee. Okay, cool. Hawk Yu Lee. So
again,
now I cannot. Not gonna,
I don't know why I get fixated on people from the South. I just think it's a really odd region, I guess, because I've never lived there. So the way you say things is really fascinating to me. Please say, if you were to healthily cook a chicken, how would you do it?
How would I what now?
Cook a chicken.
Cook a chicken?
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably fry it.
No. Healthier way, say it.
Bake it?
Nope.
Broil it? Whatever.
Ball it.
Whatever. Oh, boil.
Yeah.
Bowl. I say bowl.
Bowl.
Yeah. Some boiled eggs, you know. Yeah. That's how I was raised.
Yeah.
Like, my mom.
I hope I'm not making fun of the way you were raised.
No.
It's funny to me.
No, you know, all my 200 listeners probably already zoned out now because they're probably calling you racist because you're from East County, San Diego.
Yeah. So, I'm from Arizona. That's like super racist.
Yeah, that's true. Is it really?
Oh,
that's right. That's right.
We kicked all the Mexicans out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Racist.
I didn't.
No, I'm joking. So what we were thinking about doing before we... behind the scenes, because at first I was like, yeah, let's talk about relationships, and we're like, yeah, that'd be cool. And then, you know, we obviously set our boundaries on, like, you know, topics.
Yes.
Like, we'll go from dating at an early age to now to, you know, whatever, or even like throw in our friends' relationship situations and see how they differ, you know, from beginning to the end. Like, even for Valentine's Day, I was like, oh, so like, what do you guys do now? Since you guys have been, in a way, before I talk about Valentine's Day, let's give a shout out to your fiance. Big congratulations, because you guys are about to get married and everything. And
we've been engaged for a while, but we're finally pulling the plug.
Pulling the plug?
Official. No, I don't know what the metaphor is for that.
It's pulling the plug, I guess.
I'm a shitty writer.
Hey guys,
I don't know.
Lara's pulling the plug, y'all. She's getting married.
The good
she's pulling
plug.
The plug.
I'm pulling the good plug.
Yeah, she's pulling the plug. The good
We're getting out of the bath and getting married.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Now, how long have you guys been together, though? I know you guys
been together 7 years.
Okay.
About 2006. Yeah, I'm Oof. Honored, and I'm self-proclaiming myself as the relationship expert, because you just started a relationship, and well in the throes.
Yeah, and you're like in your mid-20s now, and like when you guys met, you were way under your 20s,
I was 19 when we met.
And my thing is...
8 years.
Dang. And he is a little older than you as well,
right? He is,
right?
Yeah. He's 16 years my senior, so that was fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Now, he was dating you... Wow, yeah. So,
I've always been into older guys, though.
Yeah,
I've
really?
Always dated older.
So, do you think you were there ever a moment at the very beginning stages where you were kind of like, man, I feel like I'm not on the mature level yet for him, or was it perfect because he was probably... not he was probably about the same level of maturity as you, because, you know, guys,
I assumed
slower.
We were, because I'm extremely self-centered and I have delusions of grandeur. So at the time when I was 18, I thought I knew everything. And I just moved. We met in Alaska. We were working in Alaska together, and so I just I was on top of the world. I had finished my first year at college. I was so smart and I was young. And then all of a sudden this guy came in and swept me off my feet and, wow. and I learned, I don't know, shit.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's awesome though. Yeah. Like, I mean, wow. And then from there, you have an interesting story because you guys had to kind of like move. Because that's what I was telling you about off the scenes, off the behind the scenes like a couple weeks ago. I was like, wow, like, so how long did it take you guys to move in? Like, it was actually pretty fast for you guys versus to what I'm used to. Like, I'm my ex-girlfriend, we moved in together. It was, I think, a year and a half into our relationship.
I did not know you lived with her.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I lived with my ex. And that's where I think was the turning point of our relationship. Because we literally, maybe we were in honeymoon stage for a year and a half. And then when we moved in is when, and I felt like I was already staying there. Like I would, there would be at least a week or two go by before I even go home. There'd be time, because I had clothes there.
Oh, wow.
I went from her house to work to her house. I'd even never see my roommate sometimes.
Maybe she was just difficult to live with.
You know, I just feel like there was a certain point in my life, and there's love languages that we can touch bases on too. Like my love language was more of like words of affirmation, of course, and support. Like I love when someone can support me be understanding.
Oh yeah.
Either it's mentally or physically or emotionally or whatever.
Well, especially because you're creative, and every creative needs that.
Exactly, and financially. So, and I think that's what really messed up our relationship, me and my ex relationship, was because we weren't on the same financial level.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. That's a deal break. I could not imagine being on such a different plane with somebody, and which sounds awful because you don't want to base a relationship on finances.
Exactly.
But
it happens, and there's, you know. and I was reading something earlier this week that financial arguments are like one of the most. Your financial situation is one of the most argued situations in relationships.
Oh, and that makes sense.
Yeah, but most of the time it's like, oh, you're not saving money, or we
see ours is I just won't talk about it because that's Gabe's biggest, you know, just talk to me about where you're at,
right?
And I don't want to because I get stressed out and I'm like, I have no money. What do you want? I have no money. Well, like I can't pay the bills because I don't have money. But of course, we need to be on the same page. So I'm really working on.
Yeah, and what I'm thinking about as far as finances is I felt like I met, not that I'm saying I'm broke or I'm rich or whatever, I'm not going to throw out my financial standing situation
I just did.
No, you didn't, not really. And but I like the fact that my girlfriend now, Emily, big shout out to Emily Garrier, we're on the same level of finances.
Yeah.
Like, we both come from a family where, you know, we all had to make a living, you know, like...
Yeah.
I know how it is to pay my rent and pay my bills and stuff. So I kind of like the fact that we're on the same level of financial maturity or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like she knows, we both know how it is to get a paycheck and how to save it or how to whatever. So that's kind of cool that we're on that level of financial situations or whatever. So.
And that's, you mentioned moving in. It was never a conversation with us because it was kind of it wasn't a necessity, but it made the most sense.
Right.
Of course, we're going to share a house. We're going to split rent.
Yeah.
So we moved in like pretty early on, or I was staying over at his place pretty early on.
Yeah.
Actually, the first place we lived together, we had seen a couple places and they met us both and they got weirded out and we could kind of tell it was the age thing. Mm-hmm. So this finally, he was like, dude, I really like this place. Can you go to the mall? And so I just went to the mall when he got the place.
That's
and then
funny.
Finally, you know.
So now... Because I've never seen Gabe in person, I don't think yet, but I've seen him in pictures. And you guys, I don't see a big gap, I guess, in age from the last picture I've seen. But
are you telling me I look like I'm 40?
No, because he looks like he's in his 30s at least.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, good looking man.
I think so.
And but so do you guys get looks like, wow, like is that a father-daughter relationship or at any part of the 8 years of dating, like, or 7 years, like, were there a situation like that?
Not really. We've gotten the occasional odd look, but what was really fun was when I needed a new car and we'd go to the car dealership and, you know, they're all, oh, those car dealership guys are the exact same. And we were looking for a car forever. And he'd, you know, they'd always eventually say, oh, so, you know, we're picking out the car for the daughter. And he just glares and says, he's great at glaring, and he just glares and says, "That's my girlfriend."
Wow.
And then they get really nervous and uptight, and then we ended up getting a better deal on the car.
Wow.
Oh, and then before I was 21, you know, we'd get served liquor
alcohol
all the time.
And shit, yeah.
So I don't know. It's been beneficial for me.
Yeah. So what makes Gabe stand out than all your other relationships? Can we talk about that?
Oh, of course. Okay, this is a great story, though.
All right, cool.
Because I was, I guess this doesn't reflect super well on me, but when I met Gabe, I was in a different relationship that wasn't going well, and I wasn't happy, and right. I wasn't smart enough to mention that I wasn't happy. And I just, I met this guy that I worked with, and I didn't think anything of him.
Before we move on, now did you meet him up in Washington?
In Alaska.
Oh, I'm sorry, up in Alaska.
Yeah.
So you were dating a guy in Alaska.
I started dating a guy, I guess I'll say his name. I started dating James. He was my college boyfriend. And then that first summer of college, I was like, I don't want to move back home.
Right.
I'm gonna move to Alaska.
Okay.
So I did, and then my first day there,
got the job.
Yeah.
So you guys worked together.
Yeah, we had worked. He was my boss.
Oh,
I know.
Okay, continue with the story.
I have a lot of these. Yeah.
Continue with the story.
He was my boss, and we just talked, and that was it. The first time I talked to him, I couldn't stop thinking about him, about what he said, about what it meant. It was the best conversation I had ever had.
Do you remember?
Yes.
About what y'all talked about?
It was about listening and reflection.
Nice.
It was it was what I had been trying to put into words for a long time, and he spoke to me like I was an adult, and it was over the party scene, and it was the first deep, real conversation I can say I've ever had.
Wow. And you're young. You're like, what, 18?
Yeah, I was 18, yeah.
Wow.
But, I mean, I moved to Alaska. I was looking for something different.
Yeah, again, women mature.
Every time I thought about him and that conversation we had, I'd get this weird feeling in my stomach, and I was like, why does that happen? I don't know why that happens. And then I found out later those were butterflies.
Yeah, butterflies.
And we hit it off, and then...
This is why you were dating someone, too, right?
Yeah. And so I had to deal with that when I came home. Mm-hmm. But it was no question. We had that conversation toward the end of the summer. Is this going to continue? You know, I know it's weird with the age difference. What are we going to do? And I just said, I can't lose you.
Right.
Well, we can't stop. And he liked Flagstaff, Arizona, where I was living at the time. So
nice.
We just continued.
That's awesome. Yeah. Hell yeah. That's cool. Great
story.
Worked
out well so far.
Yeah. And so what is, like, again, like, so just the fact that you guys have great conversations, is that, like, just maybe one out of the million things that make him stand out of all your other relationships? This is your husband here
about. So. That was the first thing. This sounds so weird, and I can never put into words what I mean, but my favorite thing about him is that he knows me so well, he can call me on my shit.
Okay.
When I'm lying to myself, when I'm doing something, he knows me so well. At least I think he does. I don't know if he'd agree. But, you know, I'll just, honey, oh my God, I'm so excited. I cleaned the whole house today. And he goes, oh, that's great, babe. What were you avoiding doing? And I'm like, oh, I was avoiding writing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it kind of, he puts that check and balance in my head. And I hope I do the same with him. And yeah. I just think, and it sounds so horrible when you say too, but I think in a relationship, you have to work together toward your personal goals.
Mm-hmm.
And both of our goals are kind of bettering ourselves and the world around us.
Yeah. And also you guys are supporting each other get to those goals.
Oh, yeah. That's huge. That took me a long time to learn too.
Yeah.
Support
mm-hmm.
and listening.
Especially with men.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like even with me, like in my past relationships or situations that some of my friends are having or had with their relationships, boils down to is compromising and support for at least for men, and then for women probably the same, some of the same things.
Oh, yeah.
Security, support, you know, in quality time and stuff like
oh,
that.
Yeah. When with the support thing, it took me a long time. I think this is a big difference between men and women, which I don't like to point out because
mm-hmm.
that assumes that one is less or different than the other,
right.
And we're not. But whenever I would, you know, he's a musician, he'd play me something.
Mm-hmm.
I would look for critiques. I would look for not critiques, but you know, things to change, and that's not support.
Yeah, that's like, why are you picking my song apart?
I know, that was my original, all you need to do, well, not all you need to do, but listening is the biggest thing that I've learned.
Maybe he didn't want you to just like put your two cents in. Maybe
listen and tell him how you feel. That's kind of what I learned.
Exactly.
Hold on, I don't know what side.
Your levels look high.
Maybe I'll just keep it on here, right here. Sorry. Because when I was talking like this, it was like, oh, okay. But anyway, this, I think this sounds better.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Like, I feel like, so how did you change that? So you noticed, like, and how was his reaction to the fact that you listened, obviously, but you were picking stuff out? Because sometimes, in a way,
we had
that
a couple tense a car trips. See? Where, yeah. But, you know, I think it all, and it goes the exact same for me too with my writing. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll read something, and if the first thing that comes out of his mouth is a tiny critique, I just go into shell mode, mm-hmm. and I won't talk to anybody.
See?
I don't, you know, it's really hard being creative and being in a relationship,
yeah.
and we both are. And luckily, he's more than supportive, mm-hmm. and I hope that I can say the same.
See, here's how I handle some situations like that now, being in a couple relationships and learning how to support their things that they're into. Say, for example, maybe the person that I was seeing was into music. This is how I would approach it. Listen, of course, and then say, oh, wow, this is a great song. Love the track. If it has lyrics, whatever, explain. Oh, yeah, that's cool. I like the way you were. I like the delivery,
yes,
or whatever.
But you're pre-writing your answer. You can't do
No, I'm not pre-writing. I'm just assuming I heard the song, and this is what I'm saying after hearing it. I'm not saying like, okay, as soon as she's done, this is exactly what I'm gonna say.
That's bad.
No, yeah, because I'm gonna have things to say. Like I'm just assuming that I'm hearing the song because I can't just give you an example without being able to, you know. So
have you not had relationships with other people that are super creative, or? Or at least into a really passionate creative purpose.
Yeah, like I've dated someone that played piano, so she was kind of in the musical world. And I've also dated an athlete that was into like softball and stuff like that. And I dated someone that was like had a creative mindset of like of interior design and like floral thing or whatever.
Floral,
you know, like the flowers.
Yeah,
because she now, I think from the last time I saw her. Not saw her, like, literally, but I think I saw on Facebook that she has, like, her own, like wedding planning or a wedding thing, like, creating, like, flowers and shit, you know?
Cool.
So I try to support. I'm, like, supportive when it comes to, like, whatever they are. And yeah, because, I mean, through experience or through my relationship experience, I've learned that you have to kind of, you know, like you said, like, listen. And sometimes you just have to listen. Like if they're venting and they just want you to listen, they don't want your input.
That was the thing too, is, you know, he at the end of a long day, he would vent and I would offer what I thought was constructive mm-hmm. criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, you just need to listen.
Just listen.
Yeah. Because like, I do the same thing. I don't, at the end of a day, I don't need constructive criticism. I need somebody to listen to me.
Yeah.
And then say, all right, well, want to watch Netflix? And I go, yeah.
See,
and then I'm happy.
It. Yep. And that's what a relationship's all about, is just, you know, being there to support them through the good times and the bad times, you know? And apparently you and Gabe are on that level because you guys are getting married. So you know him at his worst and you know him at his best. So that's what makes a great relationship.
Yeah.
And, you know, with Valentine's Day coming around and probably in the next week or so, I mean, what do you guys do for Valentine's Day?
We do nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
We're not 8 years in, I mean.
No, that's not it. We're not.
Yes, that's
it. We're just not into that. What Gabe did last year, which was beyond incredibly sweet, we didn't really do anything for Valentine's, you know. And then the July, I'm super into Comic-Con. You know, I was planning this whole, when you plan Comic-Con and you're poor, you got to do this big long shtick and okay, so we'll take our bags here and then we'll stay with Rachel this night and then we'll take our bags here and then we got to storm here and he bought us a hotel.
That's awesome.
And he said, I mean, this is kind of your Valentine's gift because you didn't need anything then and you need something now.
That's
awesome. So it was just that he paid attention. He knew I didn't ask for anything. He just knew what I needed and he gave it to me.
Right, right.
When I needed it. Well, it used to be, I just went down this weird, deep, nostalgic hole. I was reading my diary from college, and my college boyfriend, that guy that that I was not happy with. I wrote several times, I'm so worried because I know James isn't going to do anything for Valentine's Day. And I don't recognize that person because I couldn't imagine that being a big deal to me now.
Right.
But I guess I was 18 and they, you know, society feeds it into you like it's a big deal pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. So, wow, that's crazy though that, because I feel like.
I just, if a girl demands something, she's not wifey material.
I agree. And that's another reason why I feel like I like the girl that I'm with now is because, the girl I'm with now is because she even asked me, she's like, hey, you don't have to do anything for Valentine's Day. And I was like, I know that. I get that. But, you know, I want to. You know, I want to do something nice because that's just my nature.
Yeah.
And there's times where it'll be a random day. And I'll get into this, too, about, like, you know, our love languages. Mm-hmm. I'm here shortly. And then we'll talk a little bit more about Gabe and his music. And then we'll toss that music track. Come back, talk about some blogging stuff. You know, cool. That's how I do. I pre-tease.
You're very smooth.
Stuff, oh. You know? So I was like, yeah, I get it. Like, we don't have to do stuff. On a specific day, because I told her, I was like, look, I don't need Valentine's Day to do something nice, you know, like, hell, last weekend we went and I took her out for drinks and stuff.
You do very sweet things. I've heard some very sweet things.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm just creative like that. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm gonna do something simple this year. Like, it's Saturday. It's coming up. It's right around the corner. So I was thinking, you know, why not do something outdoors? It's a Saturday. Hopefully the weather be nice. Go bike riding or something, you know?
Yeah.
We'll go bike riding out there at the beach on the boardwalk. We'll do the bike riding thing. Then maybe I'll take her out to a nice 3-4-star type of restaurant. Nothing crazy, you know? But, you know, nice little romantic dinner.
Yeah, and that's showing her that you're thinking about it, too. Yeah. You're not saying, all right, most guys go here, so I'll book a reservation here.
Yeah.
That also, I waited tables for a long time, mm-hmm. so at a cute little Italian restaurant, so I was working every Valentine's Day.
And it'll probably be something we both like to eat. Like, I don't want to go to some fancy place if it's not our personality, you know? Like, that's just not our style, but it's not my style either. Because, I mean, I'm at the level where, like, I don't need to press you by taking you to a really, really fancy restaurant. Well, I mean, again, we've only been dating for 3 months. I still need to try to impress, but I can totally impress her just by taking her somewhere with thought into it.
It might be kind of... You can impress her by listening.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So so I was telling her, like, look, I don't need Valentine's Day to be... Because I always do nice stuff for her throughout the 3 months that we've already known each other. But I was like, you know what? Like, it's a Saturday. We're going to hang out anyway. You do something outdoors, do the dinner thing. And I was thinking, okay, yeah, maybe I'll throw in something cute. She might be listening in, so I don't want to spoil...
I think it's really cute.
Yeah, everything. So. But, me and Laura today just went to...
To Target
to find some props for the idea that I'm going to do. But
and I was like, do I get Gabe a car? No, we don't need one.
Yeah, but I failed miserably on getting that. So now I gotta do some research.
Things have changed drastically from when we were children.
Yeah,
on Valentine's Day.
So yeah, so I'll think of something. We'll make it work. It'll be fun though. Yeah, it'll be fun.
I just remember this. A mutual friend of ours.
Mutual. Okay.
Yeah, you'll know who I'm talking about when I say the story. She was discussing Christmas. With her boyfriend, and she said, oh, it was all fantastic until he ruined it because he didn't give me the gift I wanted. And I just said...
Wait, it's a mutual friend?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And I was just... I wanted to say, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you... Actually, you know what's horrible? This is a great blog post, too, because I just sound horrible. I didn't get Gabe any presents for Christmas this year.
Really?
There was a misunderstanding. He got me a PlayStation 3. Sorry, 4. That would be...
I was like, damn. You get that in the pawn really shop?
No, he got me a PS4. And I was under the impression it was kind of like a joint gift. Mm-hmm. And that we were going to split the cost. So I didn't give him any presents. And then the day after Christmas, he just said, yeah, I was kind of surprised you didn't get me anything I asked for. And I felt so horrible.
Dang. That's a blog post right there.
I know.
Seriously, Laura?
I felt so bad. And I still, I'll buy him, you know, the things he asked for later. But again, he didn't need them then. I'll get them for him when he needs them.
So here's my next question. Now, will Gabe make it to the Seriously Laura blog?
Oh, yeah. Gabe's in the post I'm writing right now.
Okay, cool. Because I was wondering if he's going to be in some of the negative parts of...
Oh, yeah.
Now, is he willing to allow you to have him in your blog post, knowing your parents and your family? And here's my other question before you answer that. Well, go ahead and answer that one, and I'll ask you this one.
Well, he's just so supportive of anything that makes me creatively happy. Mm. So... You know, he's cool with it. I think. He hasn't read the one I'm writing, but
uh-oh.
I'm sure it's good.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Now, then my next question is, now, how extreme are you going to go as far as, like, really being honest and, like, pushing the boundaries on your blog? Like,
that is where I'm hesitating because the people that I love podcasts. I listen to so many.
Yeah.
And the people that I admire so much in Hollywood and in the field, comedian-wise and podcast-wise, are so incredibly honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes repulsive how honest they are.
Yeah.
And I guess it's my goal to get there because I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know.
See, here's
it's the parents thing. I love them so much. I don't want to disappoint them.
I get it, but here's what I'm thinking. Because... I mean, my mom... Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. So I'm thinking build your following first, of course, but being honest. Like, do what you're doing because, like you said, your parents probably hated the first episode.
Yeah, they
weren't
fans.
Yeah, the first blog post. So, like, you got to keep it going because the more people that read the content is going to be like, wow, she's super serious.
Oh, yeah.
So by the time you get your following up, like, set goals. Like, all right, I want to do 1,000 followers. By the time I get 1,000 followers, I'll take it up to level... 3.
That's a good idea.
And then at level 3, if I can get enough following, then I'll take it to level 4.
That's a really good idea.
So that way, you're not wasting your time or your efforts, you know, on really good quality content at a very early stage where it's only just for your friends.
No, you're right.
Because like right now, like I'm thinking about doing just like right now what we're doing is I want to do more of just a talk-based podcast where I talk topics and subjects and get my following up or get people into that type of podcast and then just gradually grow and then start getting more in-depth type stuff at a certain level.
That's really smart.
Like level 1 would be like, hey, talk to relationships, whatever. Level 2 could be like, I'm going to invite in someone that's like a super blogger or well-known blogger. Level 3 would be like, I'm going to bring in somebody that, like, does graffiti or whatever. Level 4 can be like, I'm going to travel to San Francisco and interview this guy who is the only actual porn shop that allows you to masturbate in the store. Or something like, you know, stuff like that. And just talk
about his
experience.
That was very specific, but
I saw a post on Vice recently.
Okay.
He went to London and it was the only porn shop that allowed you to have sex acts in the porn store. Something weird like that. Vice is awesome. Like, Vice is like a mentor for me when it comes to content.
I
just
Reddit.
Like all their stuff. Reddit's awesome too. But Reddit's more like a share type content. Like, they find content and post it on Reddit, right?
Yeah.
Reddit doesn't
it's
have its
the
own
front
content.
Page of the internet. That's
right, right.
Imgur. Imgur
okay,
is
Imgur,
formed
yeah.
from Reddit.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
Very nerdy.
Yeah.
But
what were we talking about? I'm sorry, I went on a tangent.
We were on the.
Honesty.
Blog. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's the another reason I did start the blog is I'm. Not recently, but as a child and a teenager. I don't want to say dishonest, but, you know, white lies to make confrontations less are really easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that a lot. Actually, I have a good post that I'm going to do on my blog one day. I hid my dad's wedding ring when I was 3, and I lied about it for 18 years.
Damn! 18 years?
18 years.
Whoa.
You know what's weird?
What's weird about that?
I found it. On the day that my brother got married on their anniversary, 18 years later.
So you kind of lost it too then.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
I
damn.
Lost it and what happened was...
Give us a quick little tease we'll look for it.
I was 3 years old and I saw my dad's wedding ring on his desk and it was buried treasure and I was a pirate, so I buried it in our sandbox.
Damn.
And they blamed my brother because he was the one who was supposed to put it on my dad's desk. They blamed him for 18 years.
Dang.
He kind of then trajectored toward being the quote-unquote bad one, and
I
was the nerdy good one. And then 18 years later, I said, hey, you know what? That was me. And
dang, that's crazy.
So
that's
my dad rented a metal detector. He was mad.
Dang.
You know. But the day my brother got, the guy who I blamed for 18 years, got married on their anniversary, I don't know, however many years later. It was on the top of the sandbox. And I was like, there's something over there. Do I want to go out there? I'm like, no, I have socks on. I'll get my socks wet in the sandbox. But I thought I saw something, so I went over there, picked it up. I thought it was trash. I was going to throw it into the desert. And I saw the date my parents got married on the inside.
Dang. That's crazy.
So I gave it to them. And you should never preface something by giving it to your parents by standing up with your 16-year-old, your older boyfriend, by saying, we have something to tell you.
Right.
That got a little nerve-wracking.
That's funny.
But,
damn.
Yeah.
Dang. See, that's good writing right there. See?
Yeah.
See, so you got some content built up.
Yeah.
And that's level one content. Like, because again, that's like something that your level one readers would be. I like how I'm calling them levels now. But your level one readers. Level one is like your followers. You know, your Facebook friends, your parents.
And I don't want to say, my parents are so supportive. Mm-hmm. It's not... I'm just not sharing the best stories of their daughter, and I'm sharing it on Facebook where all their friends are members.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. And then you don't have to read it. Like, you know, you can just be like, oh, okay, she's wrote another blog post, so I get the concept. I don't want to read it. It's not
that
my
was
interest.
When I talked to my mom, and I finally said, hey, did you read my blog? She said, yeah, I read it. Your dad read it.
Oh.
My friend Mary read it.
Dang.
Your aunt read it. And I was like, ah, shit. This is not going well. But, you know, they'll like the my future ones won't be so bad.
Yeah. Once you get to that level four, level five, that's when you should start really revealing.
And it's not
that
like,
I'm saying that you don't
like
reveal
I prostitute
stuff.
Or do heroin. But you should, nothing crazy.
Yeah, but you should start, you know, testing the waters with the level one readers. Because the level one readers might be like...
I thought the roofie thing was level one, but I don't know.
Actually,
maybe not.
You know, that could be level one because that's like, oh, you know, not to ruin the whole entry because I want them to go read it, but that's more like, you know, you were young, you know, you were young, you just got out here, you living with like, what, 6-7 other girls and one, what is it, apartment or a house or something?
It was weird.
Sorority house, like, not sorority, but, but yeah, and so you were young, you know, and drinking and partying it up, you know?
Although that's also, that's an excuse I use a lot. That's also good. Gabe will always, he'll say, that's a good excuse. I'm like, God damn it, you're right. That is what I'm doing.
See?
And so, I use that a lot. Like, oh, I was young. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
She's blowing up. Gabe is already,
Gabe.
Put Gabe on.
I'm putting him on silent. Sorry,
babe. Oh, you can't put him on speaker?
That was thrilling. All right, so, that was thrilling,
so,
wasn't it?
So now we got to question Laura's ability to listen, apparently. Apparently, Laura doesn't listen.
Oh!
Because you told me that he was... What did he say? You said he was doing something.
Orchestra practice. Come on. He was not listening there. I told him I was recording this podcast twice.
Oh, that's true. He wasn't listening either.
That was him.
So he, wow. Come on, Gabe, I was on your side. That's right. I didn't know that. So,
funny, though, because you can tell when you date a certain, you know, whatever length of time. I'll say a couple things. I'll say one thing like four times, and I can tell. I'm like, he has not heard me yet.
Right.
And so then when I finally say it the fifth time, he's like, what? I'm like, I told you.
Yeah.
But you can't get mad because I just, you know.
Yeah.
He's got other things on his mind.
At least you don't have to worry about making him dinner because he's going to be coming home at like 3.
Yeah. Well, so. We're both, I convinced him to do paleo, and it's been hard on both of us. And he's just like, babe, I can't eat anything.
Well, good luck trying to find the coconut oil that you were looking for earlier.
I know.
Yeah,
I thought Trader Joe's of all places.
So is he supportive, though, on your healthier lifestyle, though? Like, is he like rooting you on or trying to be involved?
Yeah,
that's
he
another
is.
Thing that a lot of relationships kind of fail at is like, if you know someone needs to be active, more active, or needs to lose weight, instead of just saying, hey, are you going to go to the gym? You as a person,
I can't act.
Just say, hey, let's go to together. Let's go together. Let's go to the
That's
gym together.
That's really hard because I'm not active generally. I'm a writer. I like to sit and watch TV and then write about it.
Right.
I don't like to go out. and he's an exerciser when it comes to like he goes out and does things. He's not like a gym guy. He's going now, but So and that's we both love cake and food,
sweets, desserts,
and so it's so easy, you know, when I know he's having a bad day, to make him happy by say, you know, honey, I picked up cookies.
Oh,
don't
nice.
You love cookies? He does that with me because it makes
y'all
him
like
happy.
Desserts.
It's this bad, you know,
but it's awesome because you've known him for 7+ years, and it's like
and we're both good cooks.
Yeah, and you know what makes him happy.
Yeah.
So if he's having a stress day, bring some cookies or
yeah.
bring a thing of pie or cake or whatever it is you guys want to eat.
You know what makes him happy that took me probably way too long to learn that I'm it's just me.
Yeah.
To be physically present and to have quality time. Yep. Not just sitting next to each other watching something on TV, but to actually just spend to quality
there.
Time.
Yep.
And not on your phone.
Yep.
But to be there, that's huge. And
that's
I'm so
language.
Embarrassed it took me that long. You keep saying this phrase and I don't know what it means.
Yeah, it's his love languages. There's everybody is pretty much has all these elements in a relationship or as a person, but everybody definitely is one of these five languages. I'm thinking Gabe is more of a quality time. All you need to do.
What are the other ones?
All right, so the other ones are quality time, touch, not sexually, but touch, gifts, words of affirmation.
Gifts are weird.
And service. Which is some odd reason is different than gifts, but yeah,
I've
it's service.
Never heard of that. That's so interesting.
So service is more like, hey, babe, I did the dishes when
that's,
you got home.
That's
or,
me. That's
or
what I do.
I took the trash out.
That's
or,
what I do. Because I know you hate to do it, so I did it for you.
Exactly.
So
service.
You don't have to.
Or I made you lunch and brought and put packed your lunch for work, or I made dinner or something. Service.
Oh.
Gifts is more like. Not necessarily taking them out to dinner, but that could count as a gift. Like, oh, you know, let's go out to dinner, my treat. Or, hey, I brought your favorite beer home.
Yeah.
Or your, I brought your favorite burger home or something. Like, gift could be like, because I know, say, for example, if I wanted to give her a gift, because I know Emily likes gifts. I don't think she's a gift. Everybody's all five elements in a certain degree.
Yeah.
I'm probably not much of a gift person.
Where do you?
I'm words of affirmation.
Oh.
So if you tell me like how awesome of a boyfriend I am or that you like me or that you love me or good morning, good night, I'm thinking
about
you.
That seems like the mentally healthy one.
Yeah. So I'm more, that's where I'm at. Everybody has all, again, everybody has all those elements, but I think I'm more of the affirmation
that
of faith.
That seems like the most
faith.
Mentally healthy. Mine seems passive aggressive. Service, because I'm like,
service,
I did the dishes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be passive aggressive a little bit, but then it could be just like, just to act out of kindness, you know? Like, hey, you know, I washed the dishes because I know when you get home and you see a place clean, it puts a smile on your face because you don't have to do it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's... Like I said, for example, the gifts, then there's gifts like, you know, a shirt or, you know, a ring or whatever, car or whatever. It could be even on the extreme level. And then there's touch. Like some people, which is Emily is another example of touch. Like she, when I like grab her hand or I like touch her, I put my, you know, when you're walking, you kind of like put your hand on her, on the lower back kind of.
Oh,
not
I love
that,
that
I want some ass back, but
no.
like that mid back, like
mid-back,
hit, yeah. Then she's like, she feels secure and comfortable.
That was
and
the
she
first,
loves that.
I when I was reading my college diary, I would write so often, he put, you know, his arm around me and that meant the world to me. Because it really does.
I'm a bit of touch too. Like I like when someone will maybe put their arm or their hand on my thigh or my knee or hold my hand or whatever. Or we're cuddling. So that's good too.
Yeah.
And then I think I touch bases on all of them. Oh, and quality time. Like just let's
that
go
one's...
out to eat and let it be me and you. Or let's sit on the couch and just talk and or let's lay in bed and talk. Or let's watch a movie together. Or let's watch our favorite show together. Quality time. Yeah. It's just me and you.
See, that's so good. And I do. I think that one's important to Gabe. And I'm so ADD. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me. Mm-hmm. I love quality time, but I'll also be really intent in the show I'm watching.
Right.
I'll be studying the structure. And then I'll also be on my phone because I also have to do that. And then also I'm thinking about what I have to do later. And then I'm also thinking about what I have to wear tomorrow morning so I can go to this meeting. And I just, I have way too many things going on at once, which makes it hard.
So it makes it hard, but again, to make a relationship work, which is why it has been probably working for you guys, is those quality time moments for him, if that's what he is quality time, it works for him. Like when you get home, you ask about his day. You try your best not to be on the phone or watching TV for at least 15 minutes. He's done. He's sold. He's happy. That's me too. Like I think I'm a combination of words of affirmation. Affirmation. Words of affirmation and quality time. Like if
your
I haven't seen you,
huge.
And if I haven't seen you in like a few days, like the last thing I want is. this is just in general. This is not like Emily does this or anything. Like, Emily doesn't do this, but this is just in general. Like,
I love Emily, and I've met her, like, for 5 seconds.
Yeah, she's awesome,
but I could just tell,
right?
You like her so much.
Yeah, I like her. I mean,
and she's good.
She said the L word first. We'll talk about that here in a second. Yeah, we'll talk about this in a second. That'll be our next transition before we toss the Gabe's music.
Oh, I have a weird story.
Yeah, see? Okay, cool. So, anyway, love languages. So, that's exactly what Gabe is he's quality time. So in situations, like, he doesn't want you to come home and, like, try to have quality time, but you're playing on your phone or you text or you're playing a video game on your phone, he's gonna get upset. He's gonna hate it. Yeah. Or if you come home and do the dishes and he doesn't acknowledge that you provided services that should make him happy, you're gonna be disappointed.
Yeah, and that's nothing on him. God, relationships are so
now,
complicated.
Yeah, but he could compromise, because here's what I like to do. I like to I don't like I read into this or study this, but sometimes if I know that person's love language, I will do their love language to make them happy, because most of the time you will automatically do the love language that you want to receive. I know that's crazy, because, like, I do words of affirmation to Emily all the time. I tell her she's beautiful. I love the way she dressed. Love her style. Love her sense of humor. She's funny. Blah, blah, blah. I'm really happy, or I love you, whatever.
God, you sound like a great boyfriend.
I'm all right. You know, yeah, I gotta make it seem like I'm a cool dude.
Okay.
You know.
Because it's your podcast.
Yeah, you know, it's my podcast. So I gotta let the ladies know I'm a decent guy, you know. So I do those things because that's what I'm going to do what I want to receive. So, for example, like right now, I want to do quality time with Lara. And when I see her on her phone, like she just did.
I was looking up something pertinent for the podcast.
Okay. So, no, I'm just joking. So, I do that. And then I think her, because we talked about this too, me and Emily. I think hers is touch and probably quality time.
Huh.
So, when I get a chance, you know, she always break my balls when I, you know, sometimes we have the best relationship, because what we do is, like, I'll, like, you know, try to grab her hand, or I'll, yeah, you know, do the back thing or whatever. So I know she likes it, but she'll be like, why are you touching me? Why are you touching me?
I do that.
Yeah. See? Yeah. So, and I'm like, you know what? You're right. I totally don't know why I just did that. I just had a moment of, I just blanked out or something. So it's our way we banter. So anyway, long story short, I know I just went on a big tangent on love languages, but that's what he wants. So when you come home, and it could be simple. It could just be like, you know, quality time. Just sit on the couch for a sec and let that outfit you want to wear, that thought of watching TV and writing notes, let it sit for a minute. Let it marinate, you know?
Yeah. So. I have an ex that the one I keep talking about, I guess, he was too touchy, and that really put me off from that.
Yeah.
Just you know, when I'm sleeping, don't fucking cuddling. Touch me.
I don't, exactly.
Like, I'm sleeping. And I even, when I was reading my diary, I wrote, like, the first, you know, night we didn't do anything, but the first night we slept physically in the same bed together, I wrote things like, he kept wanting to talk and touch me, and I was so fucking tired.
Right.
And I was like, and then he kept talking. And then I was tireder. And then he kept talking. And then I just fell asleep. And then I woke up half an hour later and he was still talking. And I was just like, oh, man, I was really not. I was not into the touch.
That's,
I was not into the conversation.
Much.
I was not.
That's a bit much.
Yeah. Just, I don't know.
That's
too
a bit much.
Too much is,
yeah, that's way
of
too
a good
much.
Thing is way
yeah.
too much.
Yeah. So that, I think that's what makes a relationship work, is knowing their love language, compromising for their love language, and then hopefully it being received on your end, too. So, like, what if he surprised you and did the dishes or took the trash out, you'd probably be stoked, you know, for a minute or whatever.
You know, actually, I guess this is an anti-love language, but one of a fantastic thing he did, I think it was 2 Valentine's days ago, he said, well, I was going to get you flowers delivered at work, but then when I saw the price, I figured you'd be mad if I spent that amount on it, so I just figured, you know, the thoughts into it, and I didn't spend $60 on it. And I was like, that's amazing. I'm so glad you did not spend $60 on flowers.
That's funny. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
and it, yeah.
It's
but
communication,
women,
too.
But women love flowers. You gotta admit,
well,
they love
do,
flowers.
But I would have been pissed if you spent $60.
Yeah. $60.
Flowers.
When that $60 could have went to something fun or a nice meal with your favorite cake and fucking cookies and shit that y'all like to eat.
Cake and cookies.
So, all right, let's talk about the L word.
Okay.
All right, since I'm new I'm, you know, 3 months in. I want to talk about yours first.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you're the veteran right now.
I'm the veteran.
You're the veteran, so.
We have a good story, too, that I won't go into detail with, but we were having sex, and we said it, or he said it first.
See, go ahead.
No. That's See? All the detail I'm going to go into.
Okay.
He said it first, and then I said it back. Actually, then I started to cry because I didn't know it until that point. And the second I said it, everything I felt toward him just came out. And I knew this is going to be hard. This is not what I expected.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter. Love is above everything else at this point.
And even when you hear that person say, I love you, it's just like,
oh,
wow.
God.
It's just
it
like
hit me
so
in the heart. Yeah.
Like I immediately, like after Emily told me she loved me, this might be TMI.
Well, I just told you I was having sex, so come on.
She said, oh, I'm in love with you, blah, 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 I love you. But then when it was like our final, like, we're going to hug and say goodbye, and she was like, I was like, I love you. And she's like, I love you too. It was like immediate boner.
Wait,
it was
did
like,
she
oh
say it
God.
First or did
yep,
you?
She said it first.
Wait, and then you didn't get a boner then?
No, not then, because it was
but
like.
But later.
Like when we did the hug and made it more official. Oh, I love you, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, immediate
Did
boner.
You say it back immediately when she said
it? Oh, yeah, because I was feeling it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to tell her I love her, but I wanted it to be kind of special. Like I wanted it to be cheesy about it. And do the sunset.
Oh, that's cute.
Because I was thinking, if we're in the moment of having sex.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I don't want to really. Everybody's different. But I don't want to, like. I feel like when you're. And this is true, too. Like, you're more vulnerable, I think, when you're having. You know, when you're in that moment.
Yes.
So I didn't want to. I was afraid that I might be speaking with my penis and not my heart.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll have it where it's a special moment because I want to feel that without the physical of sex, too.
Which I get it.
So I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to tell her when it's just a random moment. And that's what I did. Well,
nice.
I didn't because she beat me to it. And we were at West Coast Tavern.
Oh,
and I felt like I knew she was going to say it first. She's like, yeah, I've been thinking all week.
God, three months in.
3 months in, man. We moved fast. Like, I knew. I think what happened was when she was like, hey, can we do a Terminator marathon?
No way.
I was like, oh my God, I'm in love with this chick.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I'm in love with this chick. And then she was like, hey, we should go watch that Jurassic World, and we should go watch Terminator when it comes out. Immediate love, right?
Aww,
like, oh,
yeah,
damn. And when she was like, I like horror movies too. I was like, bam, done. So yeah, it was just like, it was just the things that we do, spending quality time.
Yeah.
And she's so new, like when she didn't know how to, like, I'm calling her out now, but she's recently fell in love with vinyl records and stuff. So we've been going to thrift stores like since Christmas, finding vinyls and stuff because she's huge into like old school rock and like Beatles and Neil Young and CCR and all those type of people, not CCR but Crosby, Stills and Nash, whatever. So it was like, it's just so awesome to see her into that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's also like, wow, she likes her own thing too. You know, like, I like vinyls too, but I'm not like that passionate about it because it's,
you've got to find a partner with passion about something.
Yeah. And she's passionate about that and her cats.
That's a huge turn on.
Love cats.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, so what I'm saying is, you just know. It can be 4 months down the road, a year down the road. How long did it take you guys? Like, how long were you guys dating?
I don't even know, but it was instant.
Yeah,
I knew this is different.
Right.
It was instant, yeah. And what's weird, too, is I don't want to lessen it by saying that's what we were doing when he said it, because he just said,
I was just saying I didn't want to, like, because I thought about doing that, but I was like, you know what, maybe I'll like, not.
It was spur of the moment, though.
Yeah.
He just said, you know I love you, right? That's when I just burst into tears, and I was like, hey, I guess I did.
Dang, that's nice.
Yeah.
The
second he proposed to you, I was just a mess.
Oh, how did he propose?
Okay. He had never been to Disneyland, and he knew it was my favorite place in the world, and so he moved heaven and earth so we could afford to go to Disneyland that year, and he did it right next to the... not in front of the castle, because that's way too mainstream for me.
Yeah.
Did it at Snow White's Wishing Well. And my parents were there, and that was nice.
That's cool.
And the fairy godmother was there. And he said, do you make wishes come true? And she said, you know, of course I do. And she went into her spiez and he said, because my wish is to marry this girl right here. And he got down on one knee.
That's awesome.
And I freaking burst into tears and I cried. And I knew it was coming, but I still, it was, oh God, it was the best day.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
Oh God, yeah.
I'm thinking.
So happy.
I always like to think of proposals like case by case, like, you know, if I'm with, you know, like say for example, if I'm with Emily, then I know I kind of have a general idea of the process that I want to go through to make it happen.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna obviously tell you now because or you know while we were talking about it on this podcast because then she won't, you know, it won't be much of a surprise if we make it past that, you know.
But it should be personalized. He knew that was my favorite place in the world.
Creative. Oh, yeah. So what are some things, because you guys are both creative. And so what are some things that you guys done for each other on a creative level? Going back to the whole Valentine's Day thing where I feel like you don't need Valentine's Day to show that
somebody,
you like somebody. Yeah. You know, you should be doing that stuff randomly.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and start out this conversation by saying I turned my apartment randomly. It was random. Into a restaurant for Emily a couple weeks ago. I'm very proud of this because this was a spur of the moment.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah. I was telling you offline. I was telling you that I had this awesome idea of what I did and we'll share it on the podcast. So this is what I did. And for all the fellas listening in, you can do this if you like, and you know, make sure you give me credit where credit's due. But I literally turned my place into a restaurant. Like I was like, hey, you want to just come over? I was a little, I was like, you know, maybe we could do something inside, save a little bit of money. It was that first of the month kind of deal, and I had food and stuff. So I was, you know what? Let's just make dinner. You know, she loves when I make dinner and stuff. So she loves when I cook. So if I can be like, hey, you want to go out? Cool. Yeah, let's do it. But if I can be like, hey, I'll make us dinner. She's like, oh my gosh, yeah, do that. Because, you know, I'm a decent cook. And it's free. So I turned my whole place into like a restaurant. So I had like Frank Sinatra playing on the computer. And then I had this little blanket thing. It was like a red blanket. So I covered the whole kitchen with that blanket so I can like run in. So I got dressed.
Oh, so you had a cute.
So she couldn't see what was out in the kitchen. It was dark. I had some candles lit.
That's cute.
Frank Sinatra thing. I was dressed up. And I told her, she was like, yeah, I'm going to go home dressed. And because I think she was staying the night. Did she stay the night? Yeah, she stayed the night. So she was kind of like dressed down and like maybe her sweats or yoga pants or whatever. Actually, she didn't stay over because she had to work the next morning. So anyway, so she came by, I came out, had my outfit on, like I was dressed, like I had a suit, had a suit on, not a suit, but I had like some, I had some black slacks on, I had a lavender, I think it was I had a lavender button up with a black tie, and then I had a gray blazer on.
Wow.
So I was looking good, and I had my dress shoes on, not these, but my dress shoes, and she was like, hey, what are you doing? Because I had a, hopefully, I was hoping, because I'm in a gated community or apartment, so I was hoping that the apartment gate was unlocked. I was like, hey, just come on in, the gate should be unlocked for you. She texts me, she's like, oh, the gate's unlocked, or it's locked, so can you come out and get me? I was like, oh man, this is not going to work, because now I got to walk out in my outfit, and she's going to be like, what are you doing? So anyway, I walked out, and she's like, why are you all dressed up? Like, what's going on? And she like looked weird, like she thought, like, at first she had that look like, are you about to propose to me?
Yeah.
But she was like literally confused. So I was like, no, just come in, just roll with the flow. So wait, I'm in my yoga pants. Do you have people over or did you just get home? I was like, no, just, you know, roll with it. So anyway, long story short, so she comes in, she hears the Frank Sinatra. I got my dining table kind of pushed out a little bit so there's a lot more space. It's dark, nothing's on.
Do you have candles?
I have candles. Awesome. I had a candle. It was like one of those scented candles. No. So I had that on the table, and then I had a little lamp because I didn't have enough cake. You know, it was not actually, it wasn't that ghetto. I had like a little IKEA lamp. So I put that over there on the table. So it was cute. And I made us fried rice and some like fried like chicken that's like kind of like cut up like chicken. So like chicken cutlets. And it was like a Chinese style. So, and I made a menu. So I had a menu.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
Yeah, I had a menu that was like, it was, I think I called it Emmy Jar Rest Wangs or something. Aww. Something kind of Chinese-ish. I'm sorry, not Chinese-ish. I mean, like an Asian style type restaurant.
Oriental.
Sorry. I just lost all my Asian listeners, probably. Sorry, guys. Yeah, Melissa gonna be. That's a good one. Sorry, Melissa and Brandon. So anyway, so I had a menu out. I had an appetizer menu, a starter menu, dinner menu, a drink menu, all on the thing. I think I might have a picture of it. I'll show you later. And then I came in as a waiter. I was a waiter, so I would come in. I would say, "Hey, you know, blah blah blah. Like, welcome to blah blah blah. Would you like a drink?" And then I showed her the drink menu. It had like prices and shit on there. So long story short, so what I did was, "Hey, let me start you out with a drink." Gave her a drink, and then I gave her the menu. Said, "Hey, what you want to dinner?" Obviously, it was one choice, but I had like some random stuff on there, like turkey sandwich and some stuff like that. And so she obviously picked the main dish. And so then I'll run into the kitchen. She couldn't see because I had that big curtain thingy covering the whole kitchen area. And so I run in and I'll like bring out the plates. Like I'll set the table like a waiter would do. And so anyway, long story short, so she loved it.
Too late.
Yeah, I know. So sorry, I just spent like 15 minutes
explaining. No, I just love that joke. Sorry.
Oh, too late. So I did that. And then right when I set the table, gave her the food. And I said, "Oh, will somebody be joining you?" Blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, blah, blah. She was so, like, she loved it.
That's so cute.
So then what I did was I was like, all right. And then so then I said, like, okay,
not
I'll be right
anything
back.
Anything I've ever done.
So then I ran out. And then I ran into my room because I had all the doors shut. So I ran into my room and then I dressed casual. So then I was done as the waiter and then I came in as her date.
Cute. So yeah, we did that. That's adorable.
Had some drinks, some food. And
that's way beyond anything I've ever done.
And I had a movie menu. So it was like, hey, here's the movies playing today.
Cute.
Over on the couch. Yep. Got late that night.
Yeah, I bet.
So yeah,
I've done little things, like a lot of little things, but nothing that grandiose.
Yeah. That's cute. I mean, I'm just creative.
So
what were some cool creative things you guys have done?
I did a rhyming scavenger hunt.
You're talking about that for Easter, right?
Yeah, for That's Easter. Cool. I think I did one for Valentine's Day too. I don't know, just cute stuff. Yeah. Whenever he goes away, I'll sneak a note or a card in his suitcase.
That's cool. I love those. I love when someone writes a note or leave your note to find.
Those are big, yeah.
Or we've make done, you lunch or stuff.
We've
I like
done
that.
A long distance a few times. Yeah. Like,
because you
lot.
Guys started
six,
out
six
in
months
a long
at a time. Yeah.
Wow.
So we learned to do cute things, I guess, from that. Cause that's hard. And you really have to pay attention.
Now, when he was with, like, because I know Styletones was a really big band at a certain point. Did he have to travel a lot for music, too, or?
Not after, no, he got on a cruise ship. He was working on a cruise ship after I met him, so he was doing that with music, but not on tour so much.
Right.
He did a lot of his band stuff before we met.
Okay.
And then what was actually really exciting when, his favorite band that he was in that I love, Ghost Car, I got to door, is that what you call it? I guess I was the door position on a few of his gigs when he'd go back to Dallas.
Oh, you were called the door girl.
I was the door girl?
Doorman or something.
Okay, yeah.
Did you collect the money,
yeah,
right?
I collected the money,
you were the door
but
girl.
But it was so exciting because people would be like, "Oh my God, I heard Ghost Car is playing. Is that true?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's my boyfriend."
Yeah, that's
fun because I got to do that.
That's awesome.
But yeah, we've both traveled a lot for work.
Okay.
I worked at Disney World for a while because I wanted to. And then he worked on the North Slope in Alaska on the oil fields.
Wow.
That's some, you know, for
sound,
money.
Sound like some really hard work.
Yeah, we've done some weird shit. But, you know.
It worked out, obviously. Yeah. I mean, the distance thing. I can't
actually,
do distance.
I'm really good at that. I'm good at distance because I'm really independent.
I can't do it.
Yeah, and we communicate well, so I
that's
don't know.
Good. Like you said earlier, like communication is key.
Oh yeah.
I mean, yeah, you got your love languages, but communication is definitely key. If something's bothering you,
that was why I was reading my diary from my past relationships, and I'm like, of course they didn't work. I didn't tell them what I was thinking.
Exactly.
And what's amazing about Gabe is I tell him everything plus more of what I'm thinking, and he still loves me. Mm-hmm. So that's great, because I'm neurotic as hell, and he thinks it's cute, I guess.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's working.
I guess so.
So now I know. What is he doing musically now? Like, what is he doing, a solo thing now? Or
yeah, he's mostly doing solo. A lot of his cool stuff that he's doing now on GarageBand and stuff is off his SoundCloud. But again, he did I hate to categorize it, but a lot of his band stuff was improv, and he's. That's what shows he's an amazing listener, because he just has this group of people he can work with and create beautiful, mind-blowing music when they don't practice.
It's not structured.
It's not structured. They know each other.
It's like a jam session.
Yeah,
like
they
said,
know each other.
He's about to go jam out right now.
Yeah,
and
it's
just
beautiful.
That stuff like that. I'm a musician too, but when I hear jam session, that immediately makes me nervous. God, I'm like, I can't do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's... I don't understand. I listen to the tracks on some of his old CDs, which are really hard to find. But, dude, if you're interested, Google them or email me and find them, because they're good. It blows my mind where I'm like, you didn't practice this?
Yeah.
And that's I first ordered a CD after we met in Alaska, and I ordered it to my parents' home in Tucson. And when I got back from Alaska and I was going to go back to college, it was waiting for me there. And I was so I just remember, like, in this corner of my room curling up, and I'm like, this is my boyfriend.
Yeah,
and he makes music,
cool.
And it's awesome.
I wonder if Emily thinks the same thing about me. Like, wow, he's like doing his podcast, or he does the music stuff. He's like a small celebrity. He's on camera. And I wonder if she thinks that or whatever. Like, I'm like popular.
Isn't it horrible too that we don't, I feel like as human beings, we should tell each other everything we feel.
Yeah.
You know, if you say, hey, I think what you do is great.
Yeah.
You should say it, and we never do.
Words of affirmation. I'm telling you, words.
That's it. Words.
Express it. Express it. Like, I would love to hear, this is a love language for me, the words. Like, this is not just, I'm not talking about Emily, but I'm just saying in general. Like, if someone was like, oh my gosh, I saw your new music out this week, you were great. Or even if they were like, hey, I like it. Hey, how about you do this? If there was constructive criticism, great, I need that.
Yeah.
Like today, I was so nervous. Like today I did my stand up, and I'm never nervous. Like, okay, I'm on camera, whatever. But I had Chris Cantori shoot my stand up because I didn't have a cameraman. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm about to literally do my stand up in front of like a veteran here.
Yeah.
And I did it, but he was like, dude, that's good, but how about you say this, so that way the viewer and the listener would know what type of venue it is, because it's not a concert really, it's more of a club and it's a DJ. So why don't you start out by saying like, hey, one of the coolest clubs in San Diego, blah blah blah, having DJ blah 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 play here Sunday night. So that's what I did. I was like, wow, thanks, dude.
Yeah, nice.
And I wasn't nervous anymore, but the thought of doing it made me nervous at first.
Yeah. That's exactly my very first blog post. Gabe gave me the most wonderful thing he could have said.
Yeah.
Because it was the first thing I had let somebody read in a long time, and I was so nervous, like unusually weird and nervous. And he was reading it, and I was like, oh my God, I don't share what I do. This is what I'm thinking, and I don't know what. And what he said was, he said, I like it, but I think you can do better. And that meant the world to me.
That's
because
awesome.
It was great. It was feedback. And he said, but I believe in you. And I think you can do better. And I did.
That's why you're marrying this dude.
Yeah.
Because not only is he a significant other spouse, but he's also a mentor.
He know, yeah.
He's someone that's supporting you. Glad you're writing.
Support is huge.
But also wanting to make you a better person at what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's how relationships work.
I hope I do the same for him. I don't know.
Because what
I guess I do. Otherwise, he wouldn't be marrying me.
I'm sure you do. Because... what he could have done was have that post be posted. Say, oh, it's cool. And then three blog posts later.
I
know what?
Yeah.
You should do this. Like, why didn't you tell me that when you read it the first time?
Yeah.
You were holding back on me.
Yeah.
So,
which I feel like that's maybe a pitfall that I fall in. But, that meant the world to me, that feedback.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But maybe you... But see, the thing is... you might think you don't do that for him, but maybe you do, because maybe he's the type that wants you just to listen.
Yeah.
Because you're going off, when you approach him, you're not just saying, hey, read my blog post. You're like, hey, read my blog post and tell me what you think.
Yeah.
So he's going to be like, all right, great blog post. Here's a few little tweaks you should do.
Oh, yeah.
Because you are reaching out to him as a mentor, basically. You want him to support it, but
you
want to be
better. And that's a fine line, too, that you got to walk. But he walk so well, I guess. Because there's so many times, too, that I won't be doing what I know I should be doing, which is writing. And I'll busy myself with something else.
I even had to call you out on that,
you
too.
Did. Yeah, you did, too.
People, like, I'm going to text you. I'm going to text you and make sure you're writing.
And that meant the world to me, too.
See?
Thank you.
Yeah, and go ahead.
But, yeah, you're not going to write today? And I'm like, no. And he didn't push me. Because that puts the immediate opposite. You know, if somebody tells me what to do, I'm just going to fucking do the opposite.
Right.
I don't, you know, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to do. But he didn't push me. He just always kind of gently reminded me, hey, I know you're happy when you're creative. So why don't you do something creative?
Exactly. See, that's awesome. So now, okay, let's get back to the music stuff. Because I want to be able to play a song.
Oh, yeah.
And so what is he doing right now?
So he's doing a lot of
improv
solo
stuff, right?
Not so much, just because he doesn't. I don't think he's the guys he did improv with. He's known for a long time. He knows how they play. So he's working a lot on just his own stuff. The one he posted recently, "Softly as a Morning Sunrise" on his SoundCloud. I love, because it's a jazz standard that I've heard him play a hundred times.
I like how you changed that from 1,000 to 100.
Yeah, 100 times. But I don't know, he did some really cool stuff with it, so I'm really liking it, because it's a little different than the usual kind of jazz stuff.
Okay.
But I love the jazz standards he does. That was where a lot of our fights stemmed from when we were first dating, because
really?
He'd play in Flagstaff, and then he'd get an open tab, which he'd give to me, because he's not a big drinker,
right.
And I just get wasted. Because it's free!
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he would say, finally it dawned on me when he said, you know, how would it feel if I came into your work and got drunk? I was like,
I feel like when it comes to alcohol with you, per se.
So curious,
I'm just saying. No, I'm gonna keep it PG.
That's
PG
hard
for
when
the viewers.
It comes to me with drinking.
For the viewers, all I'm saying is, when Laura want to have a drink on it could be a Tuesday. She's going to drink.
Today's Wednesday.
It doesn't matter what day. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what day. Today, we're just hanging out. You know, again, thanks for our sponsors here.
I don't drink often, but when I do,
drink. You have a reason
to
be
drinking.
You
were there at Melissa's birthday.
Yeah, I'm just you know what?
I don't remember a fucking thing.
You shouldn't try your best to, like, write an blog post where it explains what happened, and then, like, have a blackout part of your blog, and then be like, well, all this right here is just basically, I don't know what happened.
Oh my God. I was a dramatic, angsty, I guess drunken teenager. When I wrote about my prom in the same diary I was rereading, I don't know where I got this from. It must have been some novel. And I got so drunk, and I just kept writing, fade in. Lara in the kitchen, chugging out of the wine bottle. Fade out. Fade in. Lara taking off all her clothes and putting on her date's blazer.
Dang.
And then walking out of the living room. Fade out. And I just did this weird, like, because I remember parts, but not all of it. And I was just dramatic about it.
This is a true story, huh?
Yeah.
So
unfortunately.
That is more like a level two.
Yeah.
You bring in real strangers that's reading your blog to experience that moment, because if you know your level one,
you definitely go up a notch.
Yeah,
but I'm not there yet.
That's crazy. So let's toss to a song real quick. So I mean, we've been chatting.
Okay.
We'll play one of Gabe's. Is this a solo track here?
Yeah, this is the one I was talking about. "Softly as in a Morning Sunrise," and you can find this on. I think he has some Ghost Car stuff, which is improv, but mostly his kind of newer solo stuff on his SoundCloud. Which is what we're trying to pimp. I'm his manager.
Okay.
I just gave myself that girlfriend title.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find him at soundcloud.com/Karl Petschke. That's KARLPOETSCHKE.
And that'll also be in the show notes on the website, thenarcast.com. So we'll definitely promote them. Is he going to have any other shows like in the future too? We can promote that on the website as well.
We'll work on that.
All right, cool. So here's a track right here by Lara's fiance.
You can call him Gabe or Karl, depending on who you're talking to.
Or you can say Lara's fiance.
Or Lara's fiance.
Right here on episode 164, hanging out with my good buddy here, Lara Hockey.
Boiled.
Yeah.
Hockey.
All right, you got me. Track by Lara's fiance. It's like you can call him Gabe or what, Carter
or Carl.
Oh, Carl. Carter
or Hatchetjack. He's okay. Got a few names.
Nice. My bad, yeah. Gabe. My bad.
That was fun with the wedding invitations. Yeah, we gotta go. Which name are we gonna go with?
My bad.
Because he's a couple.
So what was the name of the track again?
That was Softly as in a Morning Sunrise.
Nice. And that was one of his new ones, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got some old stuff on that SoundCloud too, but I don't know. I like that one, so that's what I picked. But again, if you can, or if you're super intrigued for some reason, mm-hmm. please email me, because his albums with Ghost Car, or if you were in the Dallas indie music scene in the late 90s, are really amazing.
Nice.
So let me know, because that stuff's awesome.
Wow, he's been playing for a while. Now, here's my other question.
Longer. He's had his trumpet longer than I've been alive.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know. That's another fun thing with a musician. I'm not only in a relationship with him. Wow. I'm in a relationship with his horn. Too.
Well, yeah, so he had his trumpet for down 21 years. It's like, I'm joking. I know you're
old. Oh, I wish. It was freaking me out the other day. I was walking out of the parking lot, and I'm like, oh, I was feeling real down on myself. I was like, oh, I don't know what I've accomplished, and I'm working here, and I don't know if this is what I want to do, but it's okay. I'm only 23. Oh my God, and I'm not 23. I'm 27. Mm-hmm. Fuck. See? When did that happen?
You get no, my friend. You get no.
Damn it.
So anyway, so now here's another question. I was gonna segue into some more relationship questions, and because you know, offline you were like, yeah, let's don't talk about pet peeves. That's gonna start an argument. So I had it. So before we get back into that, has Gabe ever wrote a song about you yet?
Well, he's writing this song I'm gonna walk down the aisle to.
Oh, nice! Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Super cool. So, talk about your wedding. Now that we're on that subject, like so when is the wedding?
If I must, we're getting married October 10th. Just because I wanted a fall wedding. We're getting married in Julian on an apple orchard. And we're kind of going to have this vintage music theme. We've got a big band that he plays and is going to play.
That's cute. Yeah. And he's writing the music for it.
Yeah.
That's super. See, that's creative. That's super cool. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. That tops my whole restaurant thing. See, I wouldn't have been able to pull that off for a wedding. See, I was thinking more like basic wedding music, you know, and maybe a lake in the background or something.
A lake.
Yeah.
No, I've worked, I had a job where I would transcribe people's home movies and put them on a DVD, like old VHSs and 8mm film. And mm-hmm. I saw some really weird stuff. which was fun. But also, I saw that wedding march so many times. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to walk down the aisle to dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I have a creative fiance, so
that's awesome.
That makes it work.
That's super cool. Well, yeah. Congratulations on that. When's the wedding again?
October 10th. Yeah,
this year. Wow.
Yeah, we've been engaged for 2 years, but we're finally making it happen. Biting the bullet. That's what I meant to say earlier, not pulling the plug.
See,
That's what I meant.
I knew after three beers, I knew it would come in. I knew you would get that word you were looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, I didn't
so.
Have those beer connections mm-hmm. in my brain yet.
Exactly.
Now
it's working. So yeah. Now it's, you know, yeah. Now it's in there now. It's processing.
I'm the a beer. True Hockley. My brain mm-hmm. doesn't work in
Hockley. Yep. See? True Hockley right there. So what would you say to someone that's just getting into a relationship? Like, what are things that, you know, because you've been with someone for 7 years. Because, I mean, everybody's going to have that doubt. Like, oh, yeah. Man, is this what I really want? Whatever. But everybody's going to have that. But, like, what are some things for a new relationship to look out for? Like, what are, like, red flags, you know? Like, when should you know, like, wow, like, if I'm having a red flag on this early on, then maybe this shouldn't be. This isn't for me.
Well, it's so weird because with Gabe, since he was older and I was so much younger, we were both looking for them, but they never popped up. You know,
right?
Neither of us wanted. You know, he was looking at the little girl, the 18-year-old girl in the pink boots. I was in Alaska, and I was like, I'm going to buy the cute $8 pink boots because they're pink. And we were, you know, it's so funny because people on paper, they're like, this is what I want. And I laugh at them because I'm like, that's not how it
right.
happens.
Nope.
It just,
nope.
Somebody strikes you in your gut, and, mm-hmm. and you're like, that is the man I'm going to marry. And
right.
I knew it from the second I talked to him.
Right. Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, which now I can say in retrospect, I was just like, what are these weird feelings? And I don't understand what's going on. And I'm like, duh, that was love, you idiot.
Yeah.
And
I
had so many relationships before where I was forcing it. Mm-hmm. And I was just forcing it because I wanted to be in love so bad and I wanted it. And I dated a couple guys in high school that I knew that's not it. But
right.
It's fun at the time. And then my college boyfriend, who should have gotten more red flags than he did, but I just wanted to be in love so
yeah.
bad.
You was forcing it.
I was forcing
Gosh,
it, yeah.
I hate that word now. Like,
yeah.
Wow, so you were literally forcing something.
Well, and I hate to say it that way too, but he would say things like, you know, when he was drunk, he'd say, oh, I love you. And then when he was sober the next day, he said, oh, did I say anything weird? Because I lie when I'm drunk. And
wow.
that would just immediately take it away from me.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, I felt so good, but I guess he didn't mean it. And then when I did break up with him and I was like, hey. Oh,
and
there was
red flags too, because people were telling you shouldn't even be dating him, right?
Yeah, people were telling me I shouldn't be dating him. And then when he knew something was kind of off and I wasn't really responding to him via text or calling him, he said, did you cheat on me? I wouldn't care if you did. And I'm like, well, you should care.
Right.
He wasn't. And then, yeah, he was like, but I really, really like you. No, I mean, I love you. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Right.
Are you kidding? And it really, it ended up, he didn't, well, he's in prison now for loving people under the age
wow.
of 18.
Ouch.
So I guess.
And that was a red flag in a way. People were telling you.
Oh, God.
We talked about
this
offline.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So.
I read my diary and 6 sentences in, I wrote, you know, oh, I met this guy. But, you know, I it was super like. Easy emo high school college stuff. I was like, I met this guy at a party. We sat on a couch and we talked. Then he put his arm around me and then we kissed. Too bad.
Go ahead.
Oh no. Too bad. So and so, our mutual friend, says he's a total pedophile creep. But I don't care.
And you're,
I'm like, I didn't care.
And how old were you then?
I was 8. I just turned 18.
Okay. And that's when you met him.
Yeah, but there were rumors and everything that
and he how
he
old
was
he?
Into that. 22. So he wasn't that much older.
Oh, see, that's not that bad, though.
No, he wasn't that much older. But I was just like, what the fuck's wrong with you, Laura? I just wanted it to happen so bad. And it's so, you know, I see people and they want the relationship and they want this and they
yeah.
want that. And I can't tell you anything because it just happened. happens.
Yeah. And that's scary too.
When you're not looking for it.
Yeah, I feel like that's scary too, because myself or anybody don't want to be involved in a situation where their significant other is trying to force something too, or trying to make it work. Like, wow, like that's got to be very
hard. And when I met Gabe, and what we were first talking about is he was trying to get over this girl that he loved. And so I was the good friend, and I was like,
listen,
you know, I was listening to him, and I was, you know,
you didn't friend zone him yet? You didn't friend zone him?
We were friend zone immediately.
Yeah,
and then
it's
so weird, and I know it's so cheesy, but you can't explain what happens when that light switches, and all of a sudden, and I know that's going to be another blog post. I know exactly when that switch flipped, and for the rest of the time, every time I looked at him, something happened, and
really?
It's so stupid and cheesy, but it just, it is kind of cool. And we were in this weird little bubble in Alaska where magical things happen because it's Alaska.
Right.
But, we worked 12-hour days, 6 days a week.
Oof.
It was a lot of work. And so one day they were like, oh, you don't have any tours, just come home. And actually, you know what? We got extra spaces on this plane tour. Why don't you come on? And so I got this free little plane tour over the fjords and a cruise from my company. It was amazing. And he was there too. And we talked. We went to lunch. And something just... We had this shitty pizza, horrible, horrible pizza. Alaska has horrible food. And we just talked. And then for the rest of the day when we were on that boat cruise, I kept looking at him. And I didn't know why. I just knew something was weird. And he kept, I don't know, God, I hate it because it sounds so cheesy. And I'm not that person, but I just knew immediately.
Definitely break your balls.
Everyone's gonna barf. Mm-hmm. I know, but
you can't
whatever.
Explain it.
It was
hard
love.
To explain.
I can't explain it.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Yeah. Like it's everybody's gonna have their moment where they fall in love. It's gonna be cheesy, of course, but it is what it is. You know, like no one. There's gonna be somebody in almost everybody's lives that is gonna make them feel a certain way.
Yeah, and
that's
knew
love.
Because of our age difference, I knew it'd be difficult. But I love challenges.
Yeah,
and you know, it was so beyond worth it.
Right.
I couldn't.
Now this is okay. Here's another question, because I feel like my I'm about to run out of battery power here, so I'm gonna have to find batteries here. But here's another question with the age thing, because I'm very curious about this. Now, when you were,
you have an age difference too.
Yeah, not that big as your age difference, but like I'm curious to know, like, because at the age of 22. And being a young girl in a different environment and you know, dating somebody in your early 20s. Now you're in your mid-20s, almost late 20s. I consider 28 like late 20s.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're still in your mid-20s. Enjoy your last year here before you turn 28. Like, how was that? Because as a 22-year-old, you're going to want to, like, hang out with your friends and go out and go party. Maybe. Again, women usually mature a lot faster, but like, how was that when you're dating someone in their 30s and he and you're 22?
Yeah,
like, how was that?
Was
there
ever he was 35 when I met him, and I was 18 or 19. I don't want to say case by case basis, but I did everything I wanted to do, and he let me, and he knew it was a bad decision when I go out drinking with my best friend Amber till 3 a.m, and then we'd stumble home, and it was dumb, but you know.
Big shout out to Amber. Big shout out to Amber, because a lot of the blog
Amber
posts.
Amber Brandon, my best friend. Yeah.
Big shout out to Amber, because she is probably the reason why this blog even exists, because of all the bad choices y'all
can
made
I do
together.
Give a shout out to Amber?
Yeah,
because
please do.
Not many girls have like the best friend in the world, but my best friend and I are the best friends
in
the world.
Were y'all roommates for a while?
Oh,
or?
We were. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I love Amber as much as my fiance. So much. No.
Was he ever jealous over that? Like, was he ever like, man, like, why are you always hanging out with your roommate?
Probably. I really love her.
Really?
Yeah. But We were on a reality show together. So oh, wow. That was pretty amazing. I do not tell anybody what it was because it's very embarrassing. But we lived together freshman. Well, we backpacked Europe. We've known each other since we were 12. And then we backpacked Europe when we graduated college. And then we roomed together freshman year of college. And everyone said, oh, you're not going to be friends anymore. You're going to hate each other. No, we were best friends for the rest of our lives. When I moved out here, I didn't know. I decided to move out here. I got a weird wild hair and I was like, I can't live where I'm living anymore. I got to move to California. And I did, and I couldn't afford it. I had literally no money. Luckily, my restaurant got closed down, so I got unemployment. But my Amber got dumped, and she didn't know what to do. So she just said, "Can I come out to California with you?" And that was, I can't imagine what happened, because that was the only way I could afford. I owed her so much money because I couldn't afford to come out here. It just, by random happenstance, we moved out here together. She found the man of her dreams. We're best friends. It's another love story I have.
I'll invite you back we'll do every quarter. So we'll touch bases in April again. And we'll talk about dedicate a podcast to Amber.
I love Amber.
Okay.
Yeah, she's in Florida now. She, her and her boyfriend just own a bar.
Actually. Oh, nice. Yeah. They're still like boyfriend, girlfriend. They're not married yet?
Correct. Yeah, okay. they met when we moved out here 2.5 years ago.
Oh,
so they're pretty new.
Oh, okay. So
but
the
I
age
like him.
Thing.
He's good.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So the age thing. So he was very understanding and supportive. Like, hey, you're gonna go out and do your thing.
Because
we were offline. We were talking earlier today how. You were saying you were very independent at one point in your dating relationships because you learned that you might have been a little bit more dependent on a man. And now as you learn from that experience, you're a little bit more independent.
It's so weird. I'm reading my old diary and I'm so wrapped up in whether this guy A calls or not. And I guess any teenage girl does this, though. Yeah. But I base my
Everybody
whole life.
Everybody wants to be adored and liked
on what these people thought. And I don't recognize that person anymore because I love being by myself. I live in Julian right now. I work in San Diego, but I love the commute because I love being by myself for 2 hours a day. I therapize myself.
You have
I talk to.
To
myself. I have great conversations. Mm-hmm. I love hanging out with me. I think I'm great.
You know, and you gotta have that separation from like work, boyfriend, fiance, regular duties, and then you have to have your me time.
Oh,
It's healthy.
This is probably a little. I don't feel like many people will relate to this because it's a little weird. But we, where I live up in Julian, there was a big fire, and a lot of stuff was burned. And I've been up there a couple times, just walking up, and you can see a gorgeous view of the San Diego desert and the Salton Sea. You could just see everything from where I live, and it's all in this gorgeous burnt landscape. So it's just this really odd juxtaposition between life and death, and I really like it up there. And I took Gabe up there, who's much more of an outdoorsman than me. And he was like, wow, this is gorgeous. I love it up here. I'm so happy you brought me here. And I sat down and I was looking at the view and he walked away.
Right.
And he knew I needed that. I was up there and I wanted a second to myself and to look out and contemplate life and the universe. And he sat, you know, I don't know, football or yardage, but he sat like 300 yards away and he did the same thing. We needed the same thing. We needed our me time. We were alone, but we were together.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's the best.
Yeah.
That's the best.
When you can
be together, but also have your me time together, kind of, in your own sense.
And he knows that I need that, too, which I feel a little guilty about because sometimes I need a lot of me time, but he knows,
And I'm hoping, I feel like it's not, because you were saying that it might be kind of weird or random, but I think a lot of people need that. And I'm glad we're kind of bringing these issues to light, because hopefully people listening in be like, wow, maybe that's why it's not working.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm overreacting in certain situations because it's normal. Like, I need to, like, or anybody, like, let's say couple A, like, the guy needs time to go hang out with his friends, and or guy or girl B needs to time to
their
just
partner
do
doesn't
her-
understand that it's that's over,
right?
You know,
it's
and
done.
That's I'm huge on the Myers-Briggs personality test. Have you done that?
No, you
sent
me.
I told you to.
I need
yeah.
to. I'm maybe I'll do that soon.
I'm an
soon.
INFP, introverted feeling person. I don't know. I can't remember.
Man.
Anyway,
it's all good.
It's just so funny because society wants to put you in this extroverted. You should want to go out with your boyfriend all the time and goes to the bars and you should want to go to dinner. And Gabe and I do that sometimes. We had a gift card to this nice restaurant that we both loved, and but we got dressed up and we sat there and we're like, this isn't us, this isn't
right.
nor like this is fun, but this is weird. It feels like we're trying to put something on for society. So if our wonderful idea of an evening is watching Netflix together and then, you know, I little go into my introverted zone and write and he writes music, that's our perfect night.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
You know, and it doesn't, I don't know. We just understand each
yeah.
other. God,
that's perfect. I mean, when you living
so
with someone, when you living with someone, you gotta have that. You know?
Oh yeah.
Because when I live with, I lived with an ex before. Yeah, I lived with someone before that I was.
Did
dating.
You only live with? Have you only lived with one girlfriend?
Yeah, just one.
Just
so
her,
far.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I've had like maybe, one, two, three, maybe like four girlfriends in my life. I had four girlfriends. One
Me,
in college.
I've had four boyfriends.
I had one in college, and I had three out here in San Diego.
Huh.
And in fact. Five, if I count my middle school
girl. That
girl
you were
girl.
Living with was in San Diego?
She, yeah, that was my fourth, third girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't realize you've been out here so long.
I've been out here for, November will be 9 years. I've been out here for
oh,
9 years.
Oh, shit.
I moved out here in 2006.
Wow, I didn't yeah. realize.
Yeah, 2006.
Wow. That was my best year. That's what the year Amber
2006?
And I graduated high school and then backpacked Europe and then went to college.
Mm-hmm. All right. 2006 was
amazing
a good year.
It
was a
amazing
good year.
Year.
I think 2007 was a better year for me, but that's a whole yeah. other podcast. So, yeah, like, I feel like you need that. You know, I
oh,
feel
yeah.
like you do need that space and you need that time. That hey, we can live, we can be under the same roof and be together, but we're still in our own world.
Oh yeah.
And I've done that too a couple on occasions where maybe I'm working on a podcast or doing research on a podcast while significant other is painting or doing
mm-hmm.
something that they like to do
mm-hmm.
or whatever. So it's kind of nice to be able to experience that.
Oh yeah.
That in-
and I just read that about a high school boyfriend of mine that I had written about. And I just said, well, we went to Target and then he did homework and I read on the bed. And
mm-hmm.
and it was such a wonderful afternoon. And it's so amazing that even when you're, I don't want to say a kid because I wasn't a kid, but when you were a teenager.
You're a kid.
Yeah, probably. I was like
yeah.
16.
Yeah.
You're doing your own thing, but you want the person you love around, you know,
right,
you don't
right.
need to be doing everything together.
Right.
And that's, I have some friends that do everything together mm-hmm. and they think it's weird that we don't, but I guess it's all a balance.
You know, I think me and Emily, we haven't done that yet out of being 3 months into our mm-hmm. relationship.
Oh,
I'm
so
sure
young.
Yeah, I know we're young. We are young in this relationship, but I think that will come where it's like, hey, you want to know what? Hey, I'm going to work on some Narcast stuff, maybe do my
yeah.
work on some research or write an article. But hey, how about you come over and you do something as a pastime and then I
yeah.
can kind of work on my thing. But we're together.
I love that.
Yeah. I'll make us lunch. We'll take a break.
I take that for granted because we live together now, but that
yeah.
is just the best. Doing the thing that you love and you're passionate about. Alongside the person you love.
Right.
I totally
agree. And if even if that if you can't accept that, then you don't need to be with that person for
yeah,
sure. You
agreed.
Know. So yeah. Wow, we talked about a lot. I'm trying to think of anything else that is another issue or another like thing to talk about as far as like age and or age difference or maturity levels. I think we covered
yeah,
everything.
I wish I had more. I mean, there have been times, I guess, where my maturity has, you know, has gotten in the way of things. But from my recollection, and he might think of this differently, but, you know, again, like when I was getting a little tipsy at his gigs, you know, he just he would say, you need to man up.
Yeah.
You know, he said,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is not cool.
Yeah.
And you need
you're
to
embarrassing
be,
him. You're
yeah.
his woman.
You need to
and,
be an adult
yeah.
enough to recognize that and go,
right.
I understand where he's coming from. I feel so bad. Not just, well, he told me not to do this, so I won't.
Right.
You have to look at a situation and objectively, you know.
Yeah.
You
I
know.
Get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing I want to do too. This will be perfect. Maybe you won't do it, but this is. I think this would be really cool, and it's just, this would show that you're listening, and maybe quality time is. Did you even think that since that North Park's kind of on the way to kind of surprise him and like go see him perform tonight?
I did. I was going to ask you how the parking situation was because I hate parking.
Today's Wednesday, so it's probably not that bad out in North Park right now. So I was thinking if you do that, you should take a selfie
with
them.
If you go, I'll go.
I guess I can go for a second. I don't know. Because it's free, right?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
All right. But I was thinking what you should do is before you leave is take a selfie with them, and then we can be like add in the whole idea. Then we could just post a picture in our little section.
Actually, that's a good now I'll actually feel bad because he'll listen to this, but he had a he had a school concert again. He just started school again, and I'm so proud of him. But he had he had a school concert, and I was just like, ugh, I have to go to a school concert? Uh-oh. Like, really? And I was just kind of ho-humming about it, and I went because I wanted to support him. And I'll admit, I was really late. I felt bad. But the second I was there, I saw him on stage, and I felt this I was like, that's my fiancé, and I love him, and he's doing this amazing thing, and I'm so proud of him. And it was just this I'm so proud of him every time I see him on stage, and especially in a school setting, because I knew he's better than everybody there. But he's starting at the basics because he's going to learn the ground up. Being there, I didn't know supporting felt so good.
Yeah, I bet. I guarantee. But it did. It feels, especially when you really like somebody. Oh,
and I took pictures like a mom who was seeing her high school student play in a band. But I was so proud. And it felt so good. And
that's when you know you like somebody. I can even relate to that. Like, when I was on the radio at KPRI for a week, like, Emily would tune in, and she would be so, like, fascinated. Yeah, she was like, oh, my God, you know. So she would tune in, and, hey, well, you know, she would laugh. Oh, that's cool. It's great to hear you or whatever. So, yeah, it's nice to be, you know, get that support.
Oh, yeah.
And so what I'm thinking, I might even... Maybe she'll come out. Like, I'll be like, hey, you know, you should come out. You know, I'll just podcast with Laura. If you have time, you should come to 7 Grand. Maybe you can meet her tonight.
Yeah.
So if anyone's still listening in, it's almost like an hour and 50 minutes in.
We're all going to go to 7 Grand.
Yeah, we're going to go to 7 Grand. But the picture that we have of Laura and her fiance, Gabe, or Carl.
That's confusing because he goes by Carl, but for the never mind, whatever.
But if you see the picture, that's why we have that picture of her and Gabe on this website or whatever,
narcast.com. Yeah.
If we go. I think we should go. Just for like 15 minutes. We should just go for 15 minutes just so they can take the selfie.
I just hate parking. That's why I live in Julian. I hate parking.
Parking won't be that bad. Trust me.
Okay.
It's a Wednesday night. And right now, I mean, the time really doesn't matter for whoever's listening. But it's 9 o'clock. More than likely, I think we'll be fine. It's 9 o'clock. By the time we finish this, 9:30, 10. Stop by for 15 minutes. We're good. I think we're good. Okay. I think you can find parking. You can find parking over there by the bank. Bank of America, just park on the other side. There's plenty of parking.
Oh, in North Park, yeah.
Yeah. It'll be plenty of parking.
I guess, yeah.
All right, we'll stop by, take the selfie, we'll stab out, and then you send me the selfie. I'll post it on the
night.
So basically what we're saying is if you make it through the podcast, we made it to 7 Grand is what we're saying today. Because we had a guest appearance from Gabe.
That
today.
Is my favorite though, when I see him play. Which sometimes it works in my favor because again they'll give me a free bar tab. Because they're like, why are you alone? And I'm like, oh, I'm with that guy. And they'll give me a free tab.
Nice. That's awesome. That's awesome. So I think that might wrap up the podcast.
Yeah,
I want to talk about your blog one more time. So so what can we expect from Laura? Seriously, Laura? Web blog spot. Well, I mean,
see,
blog
isn't
blog
it good?
Spot,
it just rolls off your tongue because people never believe anything I'm saying. I don't know. I guess I'm gonna do more. I don't know, more honest stuff. I really, I haven't thought about it because it's again, it's a practice on me writing. To do, oh God, I wish I had more.
Yeah,
but it's.
But ideally, how many more? Like, do you want to do a blog post once a month.
Well, originally, yeah, I was going to do once a week. That's not happening.
Yeah, it's tough.
But it's more, again, it's all practice because I'm writing, I want to write TV. I have two pilots I've written. So this is more exercise,
on a non-professional level,
on
too.
A sharing thing. It's really a sharing thing. It's if I can let total strangers I know read this, then I can submit my pilot script to an agent.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is.
That's awesome. So,
which doesn't mean it's not bad, because...
No, I read the first blog post.
I have some weird shit that I'd like to share.
Well, first of all, I want to say you're very creative, and I've had the pleasure to work with you on a non-UT San Diego level where we did that commercial together.
And Gabe did the music for that.
I almost said Carl. That's right. Yeah, that's right. And the music was great. And also, I'm hoping that we can still work together on that fortune cookie.
I know
thing
we're
doing.
Working
so,
on that.
So
and maybe the 48-hour film fest.
Yeah, the 48-hour.
Yeah, like that
yeah.
I want to be on your team.
Yeah, which I'll be taking the lead on one of them. So
they made you.
If I'm still here, but yeah. So
oh, shut up! You'll be here.
Yeah, I'll still be here by June.
I'll kill myself.
Or maybe not.
Yeah.
So
I guess I wish I had more ambitions for the blog. I don't. Except just that it's. Hopefully, I mean, it'll get better. The second post is miles better than the first. But again, it's somebody who's trying to be honest and real.
Do you have analytics? Does it show how many people clicked it and watched it?
I don't know yet. Again, okay. I'm five. I just got an I got a smartphone like last year. I'm five. Even though I work in tech, I'm 5 years late to every tech party. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Tumblr's cool. And everyone's like, yeah, I had a Tumblr 5 years ago.
Yeah,
Tumblr is really I like Tumblr.
Yeah.
So that's why I started my blog on that.
Before you know it, you'll move to WordPress
Gabe
or
has
Wix.
I did Wix and WordPress. Gabe has an online class, and it's through Tumblr. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
I know. He has a class through Tumblr.
Maybe they have a private.
It's got to be some weird hipster,
thing, yeah.
Like teacher. I don't know.
It's got to be.
I've never heard of that. It's
or
weird.
OB or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gotta be. That's so weird.
Yeah.
So what? All right. So where can people check out the blog again?
Again, that's
LaraSeriously.tumblr.com.
Yeah. LaraSeriously.tumblr.com. My name. I don't know. Jannard has a hard time spelling it. LARA seriously. At Tumblr.com.
Okay.
Or I occasionally things. Occasionally say funny things at my Twitter. Although I usually forget I have one. That's at LaraHawk.com. LaraHock.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, huh?
I guess so.
And if you want to listen to Gabe.
Yeah,
Gabe, music,
you can go to SoundCloud/Carl Petschke with a K. KARLPOETSCHKE.
That's pretty much it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lara.
I wish I had more shit.
I'm really stoked. Like, I was
telling you. I love feedback on my screenplays. So if you're really interested or made it this far or think I'm interesting at all, just email me and.
Yeah, and
Email you my screenplay and see what you think.
And try to get her to do her podcast. Tell her to bring her podcast back.
The worst part is, I want to hear it. Do you know the premise?
No,
I didn't know the premise.
Our
premise was did you ever watch Kenny versus Spenny?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's great. It's a competition show. And every episode we have a competition and we would fight for our view. And then the listeners or whatever, quote unquote, would vote. Who won, and then the other person would have to do a dare or a challenge. But for example, how late this was. My example was PS4 was better than an Xbox One, so that's how long ago we did this.
Oh, dang.
Before those those consoles came out.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy.
I know.
But
so I'll post it.
Okay.
I'll post it.
Yeah, just post at least one or two or whatever, so I can kind of
I always felt... You know, I love creating things, and I'm an editor, but I like writing, so I really do want to focus on writing.
Yeah.
Anything I like.
And I feel like you're close to L.A., and you don't necessarily need L.A. to be a writer, but start here
it's
in San Diego
yeah.
and write, you know? And
that's I want to get a few things under my belt.
Do
and
web
I,
series,
I
episodes.
Maybe. I have a wonderful, one of my best friends, Angel, she is a fantastic, like, extremely intelligent writer who lives in LA, and she's trying to make it happen. So I'm kind of like, cool, you make it happen, and then you can pull me into it.
Yeah.
Which I'm totally joking, because that wouldn't happen. But
it could.
But we're writing a series together.
Yeah, and that's cool.
Hers has way more of a chance of getting bought, because it's funny.
And then you're also, not only that, you're also working on our little short film thing.
Yeah,
too.
I'm doing our short film.
The Fortune Cookie.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yep. I have one, too, though. I have a script that I want us to do.
All right, cool. Let me know. I'll help get that going.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, I'm super excited to be going to 7 Grand real quick. I'm going to hit up Emily and make sure she wants to come through. She probably won't, but
I
want to
hang out with Emily, yeah. So...
All right, hey, we're calling her out right
hey,
now.
Hey, Emily, let's maybe, hang out.
Yeah, if I had enough battery power...
I feel like
power,
we would hang out well.
Yeah, I think so, too. You guys will...
We're both cool.
Yeah, you're both cool, and you guys have that same banter, so she will be able to...
We both like
guys,
making fun of you.
Yeah, you guys will be able to feed off each other, seriously.
Awesome.
And you will think she's funny, she'll probably think you're funny, and then I'll have to be jealous because you guys like she likes you more than she likes me.
Most
and
people then, like me more yeah. than they like you.
Yeah, that's true too. So
I got employee of the month.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, congratulations again for the employee of the
Thanks,
month.
I got a free lunch at the bistro.
Yeah, yeah. Big shout out to the bistro, and also again congratulations to that. Congratulations to your blog, and congratulations to providing UT San Diego with awesome editing.
Thank you.
You know,
again,
stuff
you
like
were
that.
A big you were an inspiration. What you do and what you create was really.
You don't have to lie, Craig.
No, I'm not.
You ain't got to lie, Craig.
I was looking for a less lame word than inspiring. Yeah. I'm just saying. Well, I like that you create on a daily basis.
Yeah, honestly, I really appreciate that because a lot of times I feel like a lot of my efforts and hard work goes unnoticed. But when someone comes up to me and be like, you know what? You've inspired me on, like, just for me to create a cool little graphic, or you inspired me to build my brand.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of cool because it's like sometimes, like I said, like I've been doing the new music out this week for almost a year. And for someone to finally, like, put it on a slider, I'm like, wow, they finally starting to see that I'm doing shit once a week. And I'm always pushing out something consistently throughout the week. But it's kind of nice to finally get some to know that someone's really inspired to go out and do their own thing and make it work. So
it's my whole blog, Jannard. When I was sitting there and I was staring at the first piece I wrote, and I was like, I don't want to share this with people are gonna think I'm weird if they read it, and like, well, I come off stupid, and you text me and you said, hey, how's the writing going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it meant the world to me,
because I was like, because I know you're talented. I know you're talented, you're creative, you don't, unfortunately, you're not able to really show your talent at UT San Diego because you're kind of in a box of what you can do, and we're all the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could totally make things happen better if I had the resources and I had the ability to.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, dude, don't, like, even the new music out this week, because I'm like, dude, I can't just not cover... like Wiz Khalifa if he's coming out with the album. Like, I'm sorry that it's not Bob Dylan this week or fucking The Who.
Do they tell you what to cover?
They don't tell me what to cover, but sometimes I someone told me, like, I can't put the new music out this week in the news players anymore.
No.
Nah, because, yeah. But I put it in the entertainment player, but not the news player. But anyway, that's a whole different subject. But
censorship, that's a fun one.
Yeah. But what's awesome is that it's nice to see that people have seen what I've done for a while and get inspired to do stuff. So that's awesome. Or they see my work ethic.
Yeah.
Some people are inspired by my work ethic, which is insane at the moment. But yeah, I'm learning to say no sometimes. But nah, I don't want to do that. Yeah. I have to, because it's
that's another. We should do an episode on being a pushover. Because I feel like I am too.
Yeah. And with this new, and it's like, I feel like at the end of the day, what I like is the fact that people do enjoy and will follow you because they enjoy what you do.
Yeah.
And I get people all the time like, oh, I love your podcast. I've been following you for a while. I'd love to be on your show or whatever, you know. So it's kind of nice. And I think you're going to get too. You're going to immediately get that.
Hopefully.
And your number one fans will always be your friends first. And then all of a sudden, you're going to start getting organic following where it's like just random people.
Yeah.
Like, I get likes on stuff on my Facebook page. On the Narcast, I'm like, whoa, like, who is this? Like, I've clicked on them because I've never heard of them before.
That's what, I didn't get Twitter. I was like, why do I have this? I don't really get it. And then all of a sudden, people start following you that you don't know. And you're like, oh, that feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, that's why people have Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's quick and easy. It just gives you like a couple of sentences, and if you want to click on the link, you can click on the link. So it's kind of nice. I like Twitter for that. Just quick stuff. If I can get, the basis of whatever the content is in like one sentence, and then if I want to go there, I can click on it.
Yeah.
So it's nice. And then Facebook's the same way. Like Facebook, you can post pictures and all that stuff, and more people are on Facebook than Twitter and whatever. So I'm really stoked. Like I was saying earlier, like I'm really excited to see your blog grow. And honestly, again, not to toot my horn, but I've had people on the show that are doing their own blogs, whether it's for music or whether it's for personal gain or just something simple, or even a hockey podcast. I mean, I had our buddy on, and
Patrick,
Patrick, he's still doing his thing.
Yeah.
So shout out to the Puck guys over there
doing
their thing.
I miss Patrick.
And I just love seeing people grow, and I like being part of that because I don't look at it as competition. I look at it as like we're one big family of bloggers, you know? Like, I don't hate.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love that about the community I found out here is everybody I'm friends with is just creative, and it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Make it so we're not working for the man anymore.
Exactly.
You know, that works.
Yeah. And before you know it, you'll get sponsors in a few years. Who knows? Just people will literally pay you to do what you do.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, this blog is sponsored
by... That's the dream, right?
By...
Stamps.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah, something, you know. Shoot. But yeah, so thanks for being on the show. I really appreciate it. Like
Thank
I said,
so
I'm very
much.
I'm very excited to see you grow as a writer.
Aww.
And you're very creative, and I'm glad I was able to help push and promote.
You definitely did.
Seriously, Lara. Yeah, so I'm super stoked. Again, LaraSeriously.tumblr.com, where you can find her first entry.
Laura Hawk on Twitter.
Mm-hmm, or Laura Hawk on Twitter.
Laura.
Mm-hmm. And her phone number is 619-2.
I do. I've had the same phone number since I was 15, and it's not a California
Uh-oh.
Number.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So anyway, thanks again, Laura, man, for coming on the show. Because this was like kind of like spontaneous, because I was actually saying how inspired I was that you were doing that whole like twist in the blog. So I was like, maybe I would do something that could be kind of cool like that. So you kind of inspired me to kind of do something different, which I don't have time to do, but I'm gonna make time. But
let's do another one on how horrible we are, because those I come across those stories now, and not how horrible you are, but just, you know, nobody faces up to the shitty things they do,
right?
And
right.
I think that's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't know.
I agree. So.
Everybody does some shitty stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd like to share that with you, and I would like.
So remember, every quarter we're gonna touch bases and talk shit. So we'll do this.
I like that this is the Valentine's Day episode.
Yeah,
so
this
we
is
should
the
do
Valentine's
another
Day episode.
Holiday episode.
Yeah, maybe like St. Patrick's Day or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, because that might be around. What's in April?
I'm Irish and I'm a drunk,
April,
so
though?
We could talk
Easter.
About that.
Easter will be around that time, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't April?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll think of something. But you will not be a stranger of the NARcast anymore. You will have your quarterly.
Okay.
And, you know, guest appearances.
Sounds good.
Cool. So
I should be on with Emily, and we can both make fun of you.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to get her on one too. Oh, I don't know. We'll break her. We'll break her in. So anyway, we're gonna go hit up 7 grand. Thank you guys for listening in to episode 164 NARcast. Hit it up, NARcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm at the NARcast. Also hit me up on Instagram, the NARcast, and then I'm also on Vine and Snapchat. And I'm very stoked again to see Lara grow in the whole blogging world. So. With that being said, we hope you have a great night and enjoy your Valentine's Day or your single awareness.
Ooh, sounds like a plan. Or Galentine's Day.
Or Galentine's Day. That's right, because you're going to be up in LA, right?
Yeah, I'm going to spend it with a single friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're out. Peace. Say goodbye.